This is Julie Hewitt, former chair, current convener of the Pacifica National Board, calling to order the first meeting of the 2024 PNB. We do not have the past secretary, so somebody's making a lot of noise, and I'm going to have to ask people to I'm going to mute Teresa because it looked like maybe it was coming from her line. Okay, so I'm going to start by calling the roll. Our past secretary could not be here this evening, so I will call the roll, and please answer when you hear your name. Irene Adams?
Present.
Thank you. Teresa Allen? And I just muted you, Teresa. Teresa, can you speak?
She's muted.
I'm present. Thank you.
Thank you. Todger Brown.
Present.
Thank you. Donna Carter.
Present.
Teresa, remute.
Yeah, you're making a lot of background noise, Teresa. Thank you. Thank you. I heard you, Donna. Next up is Paul DiRenzo.
Right, I'm here.
Thank you. Did I say that okay?
DiRenzo.
Okay. Is this good for everybody else to know? Jim Dingaman.
Here.
Thank you, Jim. Vanessa Dixon Briggs.
Here.
Thank you, Vanessa. Fred Dodsworth.
Here and present.
Got you, Fred. Jan Goodman. All right, I'll keep going. Heather Gray.
Here.
Thank you, Heather. Avalia Jones. Oh, Avalia wrote to me and said it was extremely likely that she would miss tonight's meeting, though she might be just horribly late. So she requested an excused absence. Next up is Zach Caldvier.
Present.
Thank you. Did I say your name okay, Zach?
Yeah, that was pretty good.
Okay. Thanks. Marianne Martinez?
Present.
Marianne. Darlene Pagano?
Here.
Thank you, Darlene. Ron Pinchback?
Here.
Thank you, Ron. Myla Reeson?
Yes. I was just kidding.
Yep.
I'm here.
Thank you. I appreciate the humor. Sean Rhodes?
I'm here.
Thank you, Sean. Serene Roberts.
Present.
Thank you, Serene. And I will fix that in just a second. Minerva Sanders.
Julie Minerva's trying to get in. I'm sending her the link. Okay.
Awesome. Thank you, Irene. Harvey Wasserman.
I'm here. Thank you.
Harvey, Egberto Willis.
Present.
Thank you, Egberto. And Susan Young.
Present.
All right. Let me take one moment to, change. Serene's now identified. And, so let me run back through to see the people I missed. Is Jan Goodman here? All right. And Minerva Sanders.
Present.
Thank you, Minerva. Okay, so it looks like everyone on the 2024 PNB is here with the exception of Jan Goodman and Avalia Jones, Avalia being the one who previously mentioned that she'd be late. So let me move on to the other folks. Stephanie Wells, the Executive Director.
Here.
Thank you, Stephanie. Arthur Schwartz, the General Counsel. All right. And Julie Hewitt, I'm the convener and I'm here. Okay. Having taken roll and, I forgot to say what time I called the meeting to order, but it's 8:40 p.m. on the East Coast now. So subtract a couple of minutes for calling the meeting to order. So the next item up is that I need to read the report out from the executive session of January 18th, 2024. And that report out is, the PNB met in closed session to hear a confidential legal report to discuss further details of the disposition of the proceeds of the sale of the KPFK building and the different options for resolving Pacifica's financial situation. No decisions were made. Okay, so next up on the list of preliminary items is excused absences. And as I noted a moment ago, I got a request from Avalia Jones for an excused absence. Would anyone like to make a motion?
So move. To excuse her absence.
And reason seconds and notes that Jan Goodman has entered the Zoom.
Oh, gotcha. Jan, do you want to announce your presence so that I can record you as present and it's on the recording? Jan, can you unmute for a second and say present? We're here. Maybe Jan's having audio difficulties. We'll come back to that.
Madam Chair.
Okay. So there's a motion on the floor, which is to excuse the absence of Avalia Jones. Any discussion of that motion? Hearing none. Go ahead, Jan.
I'm here. Jan Goodman here.
Gotcha. Thank you. Awesome.
I apologize. I was gridlocked in traffic.
No worries. Are there any objections to excusing the absence of Avalia Jones? Hearing none, we will consider that absence excused. And that brings us up to the item of identifying timekeepers for this evening's meeting. We need two timekeepers. We need one person to keep time of people.
I'd be willing to do that.
Thank you, Fred. And I need someone to track time of agenda items. Can I get a volunteer?
Okay.
Darlene, was that you?
Oh, yeah. That was me.
Gotcha. Thank you so much. All right. So that brings us to the second item on the agenda, which is agenda approval. And let me run through the agenda that's been drafted for you folks. I want to be clear here that I drafted the agenda and I don't have any pride of authorship here. It just seemed like the obvious things that you all ought to do in your first meeting. And I went back and I looked at, some first meetings of PNBs in the past, and this seems fairly consistent with that. So let me read through what the items are. Item three is approving minutes of some open sessions. Item four is ratifying a timekeeping policy. Item five is selecting chair pro tem. I forgot to write vice chair pro tem, secretary pro tem, and recording secretary. Item six is introductions. Item seven is introduction to parliamentary procedure and Robert's Rules of Order. Item eight is a motion on the procedure for election of officers, PNB officers, that is. Item nine is nominations from the floor for officers. Item 10 is agreeing on a schedule for regular meetings. Item 11 is a discussion of non-disclosure agreements vis-a-vis executive sessions. Item 12 is old business. There's one old business item that's a carryover pair of motions from the 2023 Personnel Committee. Item 13 is new business, and the item that's listed there is an email from it's a discussion of investing in ourselves, and it's an email that Serene Roberts sent. And then the final item on the agenda is adjourn at a time certain of 11:15 p.m., Oops, I forgot to tell you, Darlene, at the outset that agenda approval is a 5-minute item. Would someone like to move
the
agenda?
So moved.
Thank you, Susan Young. Would someone like the second agenda of the approval of the agenda?
Sure.
Jan Goodman.
Okay. Thank you, Jan. And now, is there discussion of the agenda? Anyone?
Jan Goodman moves adoption of the agenda.
Second.
I'm sorry. Point of information?
Yeah, go ahead, Teresa.
I'm sorry. I couldn't unmute myself fast enough and raise my hand at the same time on my tablet. We have the nominations for chair, vice chair, secretary, and such before introductions. Is there a reason for that? I just wondered.
No, the reason is,
Jan Goodman, may I speak?
Yeah, hang on. The reason is so that I could get out of being the convener and pass it on to the chair pro tem, but it's fine. If you would like to make a motion to amend, Teresa.
Jan Goodman, may I speak before she makes that motion?
Yeah. Go ahead, Jan.
Yes, one of the reasons is that Avelia Jones could hopefully be here during the earliest part of the meeting, but not later. And therefore she would be able to vote on pro tem officers. And maybe, then introduce herself. That was, I think, one of the reasons she asked if you could go early.
Madam Chair?
Go ahead, Susan.
Yeah, a couple things. One is that I think Avelia has let Julie know that she can come later, might be able to come later rather than earlier. So there's that question. I think where before us is amending the agenda as Teresa recommended. I also have an amendment to the agenda after that first amendment is considered.
Dennis, please.
Yes.
Was that you, Dennis? Go ahead.
Well, here, clearly it is. And clearly the person who is serving as the temporary chair is doing everything she possibly can to try to get out of that particular position, best I can tell, which is parliamentary proper. And so what you're doing here is selecting a chair pro tem, whoever that might be, who will at that point take over the meeting, and then consider the other items as they come up, is what you're doing. That's all I have.
Yeah, thank you, Dennis. That's absolutely correct. You're not selecting the chair, before you have introductions. It's not permanent chair. It's the chair pro tem who will just take over take over chairing the rest of the meeting. So, it's a temporary position. So.
This is Serene.
Yes, Serene.
Chair, ended time for this item.
Thanks, Serene. Would you like to make a motion to extend, please?
Move to extend 2 minutes.
Is there a second to Serene's motion?
Oh, Susan has something, right? I'm sorry. Move to extend 4 minutes.
4 minutes, thank you. Can Serene get a second from someone, please?
Vanessa seconds.
Thank you,
Vanessa.
Can we
see if there's any objection?
Yeah, hang on. I gotcha. Is there any discussion of the motion to extend for 4 minutes? Hearing none. Are there any objections to the motion to extend for 4 minutes? Hearing no objections, we're extended for 4 minutes. Thank you, Darlene. So, Serene, go ahead.
No, Susan's next. I had my hand up before. I said I wanted to offer an amendment. First, what I'd like to do is to address,
hang on 1 second. Did Teresa put a motion on the floor to, amend the agenda to move? She did not. Okay. Gotcha. I just was checking. Go ahead, Susan.
Yeah. Excellent. Madam Chair.
We have an amendment on the floor. Why aren't we resolving that before we take another one? I'd like to speak to Teresa's amendment.
It was not an amendment.
And I don't believe it was seconded.
Whoa, whoa,
Teresa,
whoa, whoa. Excuse me, Madam Chairman, let me just clear this up so we can move on. I've been in too many meetings where we spend half an hour trying to figure out what we're trying to do. And to clarify, what you're trying to do right now is to adopt the agenda as it sits before you. And right now, there are no amendments to that agenda. Is that correct?
No one has made
an amendment. That's stuck. Is that okay? So the question is now before us: the adoption of the agenda, yes or no? That's what you're debating.
Susan, that's correct. But Susan Young did want to make an amendment to the agenda. I entertained, Teresa want to make an amendment to the agenda, but she did not. So go ahead, Susan.
Yeah, what I'd like to do is make an amendment about Serene's new business item, which, by the way, I think is excellent. I think that I make a motion that it be taken up in closed session, because the critical items that need to be addressed, I believe, most of them are in closed session. So those are legal. It is the priority of paying, age payables to vendors. It is legal matters. So I think there's almost nothing more important than we can take it. But I make the motion that it be taken up in closed session.
Okay, thank you, Myla. So Susan has moved to amend the agenda to put Serene's new business item in closed session, and Myla seconded it. So now we're discussing this amendment, and the question is there any, are there any points to be made about this amendment? Any discussion?
Yes.
Serene, go ahead.
The maker of the motion should be allowed to speak first. No. The maker of the motion needs to be allowed to speak first.
Okay. Thank you, Dennis. Go ahead, Susan.
Sure. So I did explain that I think that closed session is appropriate because a real conversation about the stuff we need to understand includes personnel matters, aged payables, which vendors get paid first, legal matters. So I recommend that this be taken up in closed session.
Thank you. And now I'll recognize Serene, who I believe wanted to speak a moment ago.
I think we're probably close to out of time. Yeah, I'd like to extend for 5 minutes because I'm pretty sure we're close to that 4-minute extension, are we? Who's the timekeeper?
The beeper just went off, Chair.
Thank you. Okay, so, Serene, go ahead. That was a motion to extend for 5 minutes. Okay. I'm sure Serene seeks a second.
If there's no objection.
Oh, I'm sorry. Are there any objections to Serene's motion to extend for 5 minutes? Hearing none, we're extended for 5. Go ahead, Serene. Was that the only point I wanted to make? Extending. Sorry.
No.
Go ahead.
Someone wants to dissipate my motion into executive session. I'd like to speak to it. I think that there are obviously many things to discuss about how many ways that money is going to be split, but we are facing, I think, a deficit budget in every unit. And if we don't find a way to bring money in to this foundation, which we clearly do not have among the people who are currently doing whatever it is, there will be nothing to work with. So whatever else has to be paid, we have to bring in someone who can raise some money.
I would like us to set that now so that people are thinking about it. We really need to stick to
who's interrupting the vote floor.
The parliamentarian.
I'm sorry, Julie.
That was Dennis Clark. And so we need to stick to, I believe Dennis was saying we need to stick to, the motion that's on the floor is about do we keep this in open or closed session? So.
Okay. So I may be misunderstanding the role of a parliamentarian, but I'm hearing a lot of talk from people who do not have, is a parliamentarian just going to jump in every time? Okay. The fact is that this is probably among the most urgent things we have to deal with. There's no reason why the
parliamentarian will be jumping in every time that you get off track so that you can remain on track in the meeting.
Sir, please.
That is exactly what's going to happen.
Yeah, Serene, hang on. Hang on 1 second here.
As your parliamentarian, you're going to adhere to the rules that you have adopted under Robert's Rules of Order. Otherwise, the parliamentarian will simply cease, will leave the meeting. The rules are what the rules are. And right now, you are discussing the motion
to
adopt. Forget all that.
Serene, I need you to speak to. I need you to speak.
You are being lectured by someone who is the parliamentarian.
And I'm trying to do that.
So you need to end this real quick, or I'm going to end my contributions to the meeting. Yes, I'm being rude because we're going to stick to the rules. Otherwise, there's no reason for me to be here because I'm doing this pro bono.
We have someone who is running the meeting.
You're going to stick to the rules that you have adopted. That's that.
Hang on, Serene. Please,
muted, or I will be muted.
Thank you, Serene. The key here is that what's up for discussion is not how urgent it is, but does it belong in open or closed session, right? And so I'll ask you to stick to that point.
We don't have a closed session today, and I think this is urgent. I also think there's nothing confidential about saying that we need two people in place, one to build our national profile, which comes with, you know, changing, making corrections, additions, whatever, to the programming. And we need to find someone who can get some money in the door. So those issues are not closed session. We're not identifying any possible people, but we need to discuss it. And I see no reason why we shouldn't discuss it here tonight. Start off on the right foot.
Point of information.
All right. Thank you. Go ahead, Fred.
I thought a special meeting only could deal with the things that are on the agenda. This is not on the agenda.
So it is actually, technically speaking, on the agenda. I put it there by way of not making a decision because I'm not a director. So what I'd like us to get to, folks, is to approval of the agenda. And so we have a motion on the floor that is about taking Serene's item and into closed session, and we've had someone speak for and someone speak against, or vice versa, or for the motion to amend to move it into closed session. And so are there any objections to the motion to amend the agenda?
Yes.
All right. So we'll go to a roll call vote. Okay. Hang on 1 second. I need to.
Point of information before we vote.
Yes, go ahead.
Okay, so do I understand it correctly that if we say yes, then it's as Susan wishes that this is taken to executive session, but we have not scheduled an executive session, so it would come up at the next meeting where we have an executive session?
Correct.
Okay, thank you.
Correct.
Point of information.
Fred, what was your point of information? So yes means
the next meeting is next week. In other words, it's 7 days away, correct?
According to KPFTX, yes.
Thank you.
You all have the ability to change that, but that's what's on KPFTX. So, I'm going to go to a roll call vote. So yes means, you're in favor of the motion to amend. No means you're not. Okay. So, Irene Adams. I'll keep going. Teresa Allen.
Allen says yes.
Todja Brown.
Yes.
Donna Carter.
Yes.
Paul DiRienzo.
You're muted, Paul.
My error. I'm gonna abstain until I get a better handle on what's going on. Is that all right?
Yep. Jim Dingman?
Yes.
Vanessa Dixon-Briggs?
Pass.
Fred Dodsworth?
Pass.
Jan Goodman?
Yes.
Heather Gray?
Yes.
Avalia Jones has not joined us yet. Zach Caldbeer?
Yes.
Gotcha. Marianne Martinez?
Abstain.
Gotcha. Darlene Pagano?
Yes.
Ron Pinchback?
Abstain.
Gotcha. Myla Reeson?
Yes.
Sean Rhodes?
No.
Serene Roberts?
No.
Minerva Sanders?
Abstain.
Harvey Wasserman?
Yeah. Yes.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Egberto Willis?
Yes.
Susan Young?
Yes.
Let me go back through, Irene Adams. Irene?
It's hard being an Adams. It's the first one to call.
Yes,
you can't get
sorry.
On the I abstain.
Abstain, gotcha. Vanessa passed.
No.
No. Fred passed.
What is the current vote?
Ooh. Well, four.
That's not really relevant at this point.
I abstain.
Okay. Fred abstains. All right, that's everybody then. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12 yeses. Two noes. And
the
six abstentions
don't matter. So the
yep,
they
okay.
don't matter at all. It's the majority moves forward.
Julie,
yep, yes, Serene.
Julie, it's three noes. It's three noes. It doesn't change the
oh,
the
yes,
count,
you are correct. You are correct. I just yep. I absolutely, you're quite right about that. So, so the amendment.
I'd like to make an amendment. Sorry.
The amendment carries.
Go ahead. I'd like to make an amendment.
Go ahead.
That we actually hear the bios, the introductions before we decide who's going to be running this thing. I mean, I know some people may have already made up their mind, but it would be good to hear how people present themselves before we decide who's going to run the rest of the meeting and hold the officerships until the election.
Chair, we've run out of time for agenda
yes.
setting.
Thank you, Darlene. Okay, so,
Madam President, my view, the motion that was just made, which is in order, preempts mm-hmm. the running out of time you might try to do that without objection, Madam President.
Got it. Do I need a second for Serene's motion to amend?
No.
Okay.
No, try to do it without objection. If nobody yep. objection to the motion.
Yes, yes. So just to be clear, what this would do is this would switch items 5 and 6 on the agenda, so just swap the order of them. 6 was introductions, 5 was the selecting of the pro tems, and so it would change them, the order of those two things. So, any objections to Serene's motion to amend the agenda? Hearing no objections, we will consider, that amendment, to the agenda passed. We haven't voted on the agenda as amended yet.
Madam Chair, this is, may I be recognized?
And you want to proceed to the introductions and then, after the introductions, then you will go back to number 4, selection That was the intent of the motion, is to hear the introduction of each member before you select the chair, pro tem, and so on. So right now you want to go to the introductions is where you are.
Hang on, folks. We're not at that point because item number 3 on the agenda is approving minutes of some open sessions, and I want to get past that so that we don't, because that's good minutes hygiene. So are there any points?
That's correct. You're right. I'm sorry.
Yeah, okay. That's okay. Are there any objections to Serene's motion? Did I already ask that? No, I did ask that already. So hang on. And what I want to do before I recognize you, Myla, is see, are there any objections to the agenda as amended?
Point of information?
Yes.
As I understand, the agenda as amended, number 6 comes before number 5.
Right.
But 3 and 4 stay where they are.
No.
Correct.
No, I think
the parliamentarian is wrong.
The chair misspoke. The chair misspoke. She got her numbers backward. The intent of the motion to amend the agenda was to have the introductions, number 5, come before selection of the chair, number 4. So that the only things in play right now is that you need to approve the agenda as amended, and if you do that, the next item of business, yes, it will. If you approve the agenda with the amendment, the next item of business will be number 3, ratifying timekeeping. After that, the next item of business will be introductions. After that, the next item bill will be selection of the chair pro tem. That is what you are currently faced with. Believe me, so, I'm following this.
No, understand, I believe, Madam Chair, I believe
that the
parliamentarian does not have the latest version of the agenda.
Yeah, that sounds right, because the agenda that I'm working off of has introductions as item number 6. Item number 5 was the select chair pro tem, et cetera. Okay.
All right. I'll just shut up then, because obviously I have the wrong, I'm looking at the wrong agenda I was given. So,
Sorry. But
you get the idea that you need to approve this agenda, ratify the timekeeping, and then have introductions, and then select the chair pro tem. If you do that, you're in good order.
Yep, exactly. Okay, so Serene's motion to amend the agenda passed, but we haven't approved the overall agenda. So now let me check and see, are there any objections to the agenda as amended? Hearing none, we will consider the agenda approved. That takes us to the next item on the agenda, which is approving minutes of open sessions. This is a 5-minute item, Darlene. And the point I want to make here is this is, of course, approving minutes from 3 previous sessions. 12 of the 22 directors present this evening are carryover directors, and so the new directors who weren't present at those meetings that these are the minutes for, are certainly welcome to choose to abstain in this vote. We have minutes from 3 meetings. The dates of those meetings are November 16th, 2023, November 30th, 2023, and then January 18th, 2024, which was just last week. Would someone like to make a motion? Thank you, Fred.
I second it.
Thank you, Dingaman.
The double D's.
Thank you. Any discussion of the minutes? Any corrections that anyone feels should be made to the minutes? Hearing no discussion or corrections, are there any objections to the motion to approve these minutes?
Madam Chair.
Go ahead, Serene.
I just want to abstain. Thanks.
Gotcha. I'm happy to take record of anyone else who wants to abstain.
All right. This is Myla. I'd like to abstain as well. Thank you.
Okay.
Jan Goodman also.
Yep, gotcha.
Anyone who wasn't here might want to abstain.
Irene Adams abstaining.
Zach Calder.
Hey, slow on, slow down, folks, just one at a time. I got Jan Goodman, and now I need Irene Adams. Somebody else?
Zach Calder,
gotcha.
Minerva Sanders.
Minerva, gotcha.
Ron Pinchback.
Thank you, Ron Pinchback. Anyone else? I got you, Myla.
Thank you.
Kaja, Donna, Kaja is abstaining.
Too. Kaja wants to Brown. Thank you. Donna, is your hand up for purpose of abstaining?
Donna Carter.
Gotcha, Donna. Okay.
Whoever you want.
Okay. Yes.
Gotcha, Wasserman.
Yeah, thank you.
Susan Young, is your hand up to abstain? Yes.
Yes.
Gotcha. Did I miss anybody? So here's who I have abstaining. I have Serene Roberts, Myla Reeson, Jan Goodman, Irene Adams, Zach Caldvier, Minerva Sanders, Ron Pinchback, Kaja Brown, Donna Carter, Harvey Wasserman, and Susan Young. Did I miss anybody?
Paul Wenzel's got his hand up.
Yeah, I abstain. I don't know if you mentioned my name, but I'll abstain as well.
I didn't, but thank you. I got you now.
And Vanessa abstains.
Gotcha. Vanessa. Okay. All right. So with a list of abstentions that I just noted, I heard no objections. So we'll consider those minutes approved without objection, but with a list of abstentions. Okay. That brings us to item number 4 on the agenda, which is ratifying the timekeeping policy. I had this as a 10-minute item overall, assuming that there would be some discussion, but the idea of the timekeeping policy is, and this is a policy that the 2023 PNB had adopted, and I believe maybe even the 2022 PMB, but the first time speaking on an issue, someone gets 90 seconds to speak. The second time speaking on the same issue, you get only 60 seconds to speak, and preference is given to those who have yet to speak over those who have spoken a first and or second time. And then, of course, we already did this, but you select timekeepers for each meeting, who simply announce when the time is up. Okay. So that's the timekeeping policy that the PMB has tended to follow in the past. And I open the floor for discussion.
Move approval.
Thank you, Susan.
I second that.
Thank you, Dingaman.
We have a legacy hand.
Serene, go ahead. Sorry, I got you, Serene. Go ahead. I can see your hand.
I'll take it down.
Oh, okay.
That was from before. Thanks. I'll take
it. Okay. Gotcha. Yes, that was a legacy hand. Any other discussion? Hearing none. Maybe what I'll do is, see if there are any objections to, ratifying the timekeeping policy. You all can always change it if you find it doesn't work. Hearing no objections, we'll consider the timekeeping policy ratified. Okay. So now we're at the point on the agenda where, what was 5 is 6, and what was 6 is 5. And so the first item up of these two items is introductions. And this is we're going to go around, and what I will do is call on the directors in alphabetical order. And each director should be prepared to spend 90 seconds introducing themselves to everybody else. And so, sorry, Irene. You're first up.
Point of information.
Yeah. Hang on, Irene. Yeah, go ahead, Jim.
Yeah, could Dennis Clark identify himself? Because I was a little surprised we had a parliamentarian here tonight. Thank you.
Actually, why don't we start with Dennis in terms of introductions? How's that?
Cool.
Dennis, do you want to go ahead?
He's muted.
Dennis, if you're speaking, you're muted. Well, okay. I will just give a brief introduction of Dennis in the following sense. Dennis led a parliamentary procedure training for KPFK. It was only a few weeks ago, I believe, and it's recorded, and it's Myla Reeson organized it for KPFK's new LSB, and it was recorded, and it's posted on the kpftx.org website. Now I'm looking for the report. Sorry. I have a little intro of
yeah.
Here's his brief bio. Dennis Clark has been a professional parliamentarian for 48 years. He is twice a past president of the Texas State Association of Parliamentarians, 87-88, and again in 2014-15. Dennis has taught hundreds of classes on parliamentary procedure around the country. He's a retired teacher and paralegal and is now a full-time professional parliamentarian working out of Houston, Texas. He's worked with Pacifica boards in Houston and L.A. as parliamentarian or trainer, or both. And you all should have this in email from Nancy Sorden, and there's actually a cute little comic in there that goes along with it. So, okay. So now I will go back to having introduced Dennis, who, as he noted earlier, is operating pro bono for us this evening. Let me go to, as I said, I will go through the list of directors in alphabetical order, which puts us at Irene Adams. Irene, go ahead.
Thank you, Julie. Hi, good evening. My name is Irene Adams. I'm a native Washingtonian. I've worked for many federal acronyms before finding a home at the U.S. Department of Labor in 2008. I've been a volunteer for WPFW in many capacities since 1994, but has served on the LSB since 2021. I currently chair the LSB, the WPFW LSB Development Committee, but I also serve on the Programming Committee, Outreach Committee, and now the PM. I'm a PMB director. And I also serve on the MAS committee in search of our permanent GM.
Irene? Teresa Allen is next.
Okay. My name is Teresa Allen, and I'm from Houston. I was first started listening to KPFT in 88, and I've served on the board since I was called to a meeting at First Unitarian Universalist Church saying that KPFT and Pacifica stations were in crisis. At that time, my passion was the environment, but since that time, since being involved in Pacifica governance and being a volunteer at the station, I've devoted myself to building community through community radios. I admire the mission. I admire the founder, the work of Lou Hill. I've attended grassroots radio conferences. I visited and helped get radio stations started. And I've especially supported our work of our affiliate stations. I'm involved with KPFT, whether or not I am on the PNB. I was instrumental in writing the bylaws, and I'd have to say that my goals this year are to develop a collaborative relationship with people on the board and help pull us out of this fiscal impasse so we can achieve the objectives of our mission. So looking forward to getting to know you.
Thanks, Teresa. Todd Brown, you're next.
Hello, everybody. Again, my name is Kaja. I am the executive director of Desert Soul Media. We're the licensee of KRDP Community Radio in Phoenix, and we are an affiliate of the Pacifica Affiliate Network. And I've been asked to participate in the board to basically do what I can to help Pacifica with fulfilling its mission. I have a strong interest in helping with the finances because it breaks my heart that we are in the situation that we're in. I grew up listening to a Pacifica station in New Jersey. I grew up with WBAI, and so I'm just hoping to be able to contribute whatever I know and can help with.
Thank you, Kaja. Donna Carter, you're next.
Hi, I'm Donna Carter. I'm on the LSB of KPFA. My background is as a registered nurse. I helped organize the California Nurses Association for a couple of decades, if not longer. I'm also a longtime KPFA listener. Let's see. At one point in the early 90s, we had a shutdown of KPFA, and I, with thousands of others, was out on the street to keep it open. In recent years, I've been concerned about KPFA and the state of the Pacifica network, so I ran and was elected to the LSD about a year and a half ago. With support of other LSB members, I'm now on the board here. So,
thank you, Donna. Paul DiRienzo.
Hi, I'm Paul DiRienzo. I live in the Lower East Side in New York City. I grew up in New York, and I've been involved with, you know, as a kid going to the WBAI back in the early 70s, even, and Bob Fass was a dear friend, and I've been both a volunteer programmer and news person and paid staffer even at the Pacifica level at different times. And I've survived and gone through many different regimes and dramas at Pacifica and at WBAI, and sort of inured to it. And I really am here to, because I'm an advocate for news, and I think the biggest mistake was getting rid of the news departments at some of these stations, and that, and the national news, and that we should have in-house news at all times, and should be a major aspect of what we do. And I think that's the key to bringing in new members is through news. Even if news itself doesn't bring in any money, which it should, but even if it doesn't, it's still so important in bringing in new listeners, especially younger listeners we're going after. And so I'm going to be an advocate for that. And other than that, you know, I love WBAI, you know, Pacifica Radio, and maybe I love hearing my voice too, but everybody in radio does. And so I hope that we have a really productive year. Thank you.
Thanks, Paul. Jim Dingman.
Yes. My name is Jim Dingman. I'm committed to make sure that the foundation as a whole and all our stations and units, including the archives and the affiliates, grow and survive and get out of the financial mess we've been in for the past 30 years. My background is a mixture of both print and broadcast journalism. I've been involved in television. I've been involved in, actually for about 6 years, I was a major host on a show that was on Free Speech TV, but I've worked for the Straight World. I'm committed to make sure that we survive in terms of, quote, governance, end quote. I've also worked as a producer at the station on and off. I was on the local advisory board structure, which preceded this. At that time, I was also on the program affairs council. And I've been the chair of the community advisory board in New York. I did that for about 5 years, 6 years. And right now, to me, the most important thing is for us to work together, learn from what works at what station or the next, and try to move forward. I am definitely convinced that we can get through this mess. This is a very challenging situation for us, but we are now faced with a situation in the United States akin to 1968. and all Pacifica stations grow in conflict, and we have a unique ability to really reach out to millions and millions of Americans. We just have to work together and put aside our differences. Thank you.
Thank you. Next up is Vanessa Dixon Briggs.
Hey there. This is apology for not being on screen, but I'm in the car and the light would not help me in terms of creating a good impression on you all. But Vanessa Dixon Briggs, I've been listening to WPFW since its inception, Jazz and Justice Radio, about 50 years ago. I'm old enough to have been around when it was incepted. I became actively involved in station affairs about 15 years ago, variously served on the LSB. Before this current term, I was on for 3 years from 2013 to 2016. Currently have been on the LSB for 4 years, also on the PMB for 4 years. I show my service through work on committees. That's where the work gets done. So I've been on MASC, evaluation, programming, governance elections, strategic planning, et cetera, et cetera. In terms of the work that I do away from PFW and the network, my professional work is as a labor union representative, which I've done for the past 25 years, representing a spectrum of workers across various occupations, physicians, nurses, social workers, EMTs, librarians, sanitation workers, a broad spectrum, a lot of healthcare workers. I am privileged to do that work as I am privileged to do this work. I am honored to be here with all of you. And I look forward to serving together.
Thanks, Vanessa. Next up is Fred Dodsworth.
You've heard my voice before. I'm the timekeeper. I've spent over 50 years in journalism. I've done every job in journalism that there is, mainly print, but also daily journalism as well. In fact, in 1999, I wrote an article about Pacifica where I did deep dive into the history of Pacifica and caused one of the board members at that time to resign, Ken Ford, which stopped the entire network from being sold. I was asked to run for the LSB, and I reluctantly agreed. I've been on the LSB in the Berkeley area for 2 years now. I've worked with Donna Carter on trying to save Alta Bates Hospital in Berkeley, and I'm here to try to save Pacifica again. It's in deep, deep doo-doo, and it's going to require all of us working together, rowing in the same direction to get us out of this mess, and I really, really, really hope that we can do this because the Pacifica Network covers 25% of the voting population of the United States, and it is a voice in the wilderness. Even though we're located in the major metro areas, we have a moral obligation to save democracy, and the only way we're going to do that is by creating news and creating networks. So I really look forward to working with Paul DiRenzo on this issue. It is so critical to me and to the survival of the network. Thank you.
Thanks, Fred. Jan Goodman, you're next.
Hi. I grew up in Watts, and my stepfather fought to become the first black printer in the printers union in Los Angeles, but still couldn't get a union job. Between that fight and since riding on my grandfather's shoulders, picketing the Bank of America with signs saying, "Don't bank where you can't work," I've witnessed and been part of daily struggles against racism, including currently against the genocidal war in Palestine. I co-founded the Paul Robeson Community Center and the Robeson Youth Radio Training Project in South Central LA, basically to help feed youth into KPFK. I've held leadership roles in numerous organizations, including the National Lawyers Guild. Yes, I'm a lawyer. And Americans for Democratic Action, which is not part of the Democratic Party. I've also been a member of Americans for Peace Now and numerous other peace and civil rights and anti-apartheid groups. I've held many, many fundraisers and raised money for many organizations, including Pacifica, at my house, including Congresswoman Barbara Lee, who's now running for Senate in California.
and Grammy winner Chucho Valdez from Cuba, Gore Vidal, Tom Hayden, Horn, et cetera. Did I hear time?
90 seconds.
Yep.
Oh, okay. Thank you very much.
Thanks, Jan. Next up is Heather Gray.
Yes, I'm Heather Gray. I'm here in Atlanta, Georgia. I have been blessed to serve on the Pacifica board for quite a few years, actually. But I used to be chair of the board of our station here in Atlanta and was instrumental in raising the money that was needed actually for us to move to a new tower, but I won't get into all of that. I used to work for Coretta Scott King. I directed the nonviolent program for her. And actually I was reflecting upon this because the King Hall, they just took place. And I was blessed. I was asked by Mrs. King to organize for the very first King Holiday the event here in Atlanta. So, and it was an anti-apartheid event. I just want to tell you all, I was also blessed to observe the elections for Mandela in South Africa in 1994. But the thing is, one of the things I've been so impressed about is just the role that community radio plays. And I am an affiliate director on the board. And there are more than 200 stations affiliated to Pacifica in that they pay their fees and so forth, but they also take various programs from Pacifica. So what we do in community radio is just a blessing because we are offering a voice for the masses of the people. There is no other entity like this. I know we could have tons of discussions about it, which I would love to do in the future, but I thank all of you all for the work that you've been doing for your various stations. It's just a blessing, really, because as I said, to repeat, we are offering that voice for the people all over the country and the world for that matter. And one of the things...
90 seconds.
Okay, I just want to mention there are a lot of community radio stations also in the African continent, and so I think we need to have more of a relationship with them as well. Anyway, thank you, Julie.
Yep. Avelia Jones didn't by any chance happen to join us, did she? All right, well, we'll have to have Avelia introduce herself at a future meeting or when she arrives, if she arrives later. So that brings us to Zach Caldvier.
Yeah, my name is Zach. I've served on the KPFA-LSB for the past couple of years. For the past 2.5 decades, I've worked as a writer and a communications specialist and a media relations expert on the front lines of a broad range of local, statewide, and national social, economic, and environmental justice issues. I ran for the KPFA-LSB and subsequently the PNB because I believe independent radio is one of the cornerstones of a thriving democracy, and it's on life support. And despite growing audiences for publicly funded stations, progressive podcasts, and online news, Pacifica Radio is facing declining listenership and impending financial collapse. Now at KPFA, I think the listeners and the staff and the management team has made it one of the crown jewels of the network. And I think that's particularly because it remains the only station with a full news department. So I believe in that way it can serve as a model for the network. I hope to help focus Pacifica on its original mission to report and analyze on the political, social, and cultural forces in the United States and globally. And then also to help bring some financial sustainability to the network through the expansion of investigative news and analysis with well-produced, skillfully evaluated programming that's addressing the social, environmental, economic justice issues that most impact people's lives. I believe when armed with the truth, informed humans will become more active, caring citizens about the issues that really matter to all of us. I'm dedicated to ensuring Pacifica Radio continues to serve this all-important function. Thank you.
90 seconds, good work.
Thanks, Zach. Next up is Marianne Martinez.
Thank you. Yes, my name is Marianne Martinez, and I'm from Houston, Texas, and I serve on the board of the KPFT radio station. I like radio, and I've always liked radio, but I also really like the Pacifica mission statement, and the vision of that statement, of which was put together by the Pacifica originators. So I think it's Pacifica is a gem that needs to be kept alive, And it's very difficult, I know, in today's, you know, in today's, world the technical world of radio but however, I do believe that, it is possible, if we adhere to our mission statement. My involvement with Pacifica began in, around 1999. I was a vice chair of the interim advisory board during that time of the take back. And then after that, well, I worked, have done work as a board op at the station, so I know a little bit about the technical side of radio. I've also served as a chair of the community advisory board and various committees. And I've been on the PNB for 3 years. Thank you.
Marianne? Darlene Pagano, you're next.
Darlene Pagano, I am a staff rep on the KPFA LSB, and this is the second time my LSB sent me back as the staff rep to the PNB. I am a staff person, having come into KPFA originally through the apprenticeship program that KPFA has been running for over 20 years, and I have been, I said that, on the PNB for 2 years now, but it was one election, meaning that I got on the PNB during this period where there was no national election and everybody froze in place. So I've been on for 2 years, but one term. I have learned so much. I thought I knew so much about KPFA and the Pacifica Network, and there is nothing like the education that happens if you pay a little bit of attention on the PNB. I served on the personnel committee last year, and we succeeded in something a personnel committee has not been able to succeed in 23 years, which is run an evaluation of the executive director. There are many reasons for that. Stay tuned. You'll learn more as we go along. I was on the personnel committee, okay, because of my experience as a personnel manager. Thank you.
Thank you, Darlene. Sorry about that. Next up is Ron Pinchback.
Hey. Hello, Ron. Everybody. Hello, everybody. This is a recurring visit for me, being on the PNB. I've served on WPFW's local station board. Well, first of all, it was at that time called the Local Advisory Board. So I've been through several iterations of participation with the Local Advisory Board. Now with the LSB, I've had the pleasure of serving as the General Manager and Program Director of WPFW. Worked with some very, very fine people. Worked with a very fine station. We have a plethora of programmers that I'm representing now as a staff representative. And we have, you know, two challenges going on for us right now, and that's relocation and finding another general manager. So we will be laser focused on that. We hope and appreciate the support that the PNB will be giving us, you know, and during this time. And I look forward to working with our colleagues to strengthen the entire network, because as many have said, this network is very, very important right now. And we need to understand that. And I don't use the word take advantage of it, but, you know, there are people out there that are willing to support us for standing up for the things that we do. And we just have to embrace that and get better at it. And
90 seconds.
Thank you. And improve our technical platforms, our technical outreach. So thank you. Glad to be a part of this again. And I'll be around.
Thanks, Ron. Myla Reeson is next. Go ahead, Myla.
Hello, everybody. I'm Myla Reeson. I am one of the co-producers and co-hosts of California Solartopia, heard on Wednesday evenings at KPFK 90.7 FM in Los Angeles. I noticed, Kaja, that we share 90.7 with KRDP in Phoenix. So we're kind of sister stations, I think, or related in some way. My sister describes me as a lifelong activist. I have been involved in, you name it, everything that anyone has talked about here that they've been active in. I think I've been there too. I worked as a community organizer for over a decade fighting a dump for plutonium contaminated nuclear weapons waste in New Mexico, the waste isolation pilot plant that failed 9,985 years sooner than the Environmental Protection Agency and Westinghouse claimed that it would. And I have probably worked hundreds of hours listening to listener supporters of KPFK during pledge drives. I have answered the phone year after year after year. We're not doing that currently, but we may start again, or maybe we are, but not on the scale that we used to when we had at KPFK 10,000 listeners. Now we have half that. Thank you. Look forward to working with all of you.
Myla, next up is Sean Rhodes.
Hello. I am the staff director from WBAI. I've been involved in Pacifica governance since 1995. I've served on various committees over the years on the old LAB, the LSB, and the PNB. I'm one of the few paid engineers at WBAI. And since 2003, I've been a co-host and the engineer for the award-winning Midnight Ravers, which is a music program heard Friday nights into Saturday mornings, midnight to 2 a.m. Thank you.
Thank you, Sean. Next up is Serene Roberts.
My name is Serene Roberts. I've been around for a minute. I want a Pacifica that respects its staff and that has a responsive management. Some of the most valuable and treasured relationships I have came through Pacifica, WBI, and other stations. So I'm grateful for the work that we do and for the people that do it. I've been paid and unpaid staff and a contractor and a union rep, program council rep, elected by staff. I've been on the LSB and PNB before. I think our bylaws are flawed, but important and should be adhered to. I want to repeat that the failure of the PNB to arrange for elections, national elections in 2022, did not compel the PNB to extend the terms of people beyond 6 years. The bylaw position on that is absolute. It says no. No. It doesn't say maybe. It says no. 6 years is your individual max. I hope we will move forward in a way that is collaborative where possible, and that we will fight fairly when we disagree. The network and the survival of the network is crucial. Pacifica has important work to do, and I hope we see more growth in the affiliate network. It's been around 200 for a while. There's a lot of work there to do. Thank you.
Thank you. Next up is Minerva Sanders.
Good evening, everyone. Let me start out by saying that I heard about beginning WPFW, which is a station that I'm representing, in 1986 when my company AT&T relocated me and my family to Washington, D.C. And it was a breath of fresh air for me. Starting out with my sons coming here, and one of them had a paper route, so, you know, I'm up 2 or 3 in the morning to help deliver papers, and I, from the other stations, could recite every song or sing every song they had. And I'm like, it's got to be something else on the radio. And that's when I ran into the station with Rope Flanagan. So that became my go-to. Started out listening on Saturdays and then said, let's see what else this station has. And I can tell you right now, it's turned down. I keep the station on 24/7 because I am very much in support of it. And I do call it the best kept secret, along with the Pacifica itself. I am excited to be part of the PNB directors, and I look forward to working with each one of you. And I will tell you, I'm not a fighter, because I believe that everyone can have an opinion. But at some point in time, we're going to have to compromise and come together, because we say we're all about the same thing, which is the movement and sustaining and growing of Pacifica and also our respective stations. One piece that I'm hoping that we'll get involved in is bringing more younger individuals into our stations, programmers, volunteers, however they want to support it. They have a lot of energy. And also that as we move forward, we deal with technology. Thank you guys for listening.
Thank you. Next up is Harvey Wasserman.
Hi, everybody. You can call me Sluggo to make sure you don't mistake me for Harvey Weinstein. I am recovering from 9 months of being the chair of the KPFK board, and very honored to be on the national board. Milo Reason and I co-host the California Solartopia show. My life's work since the 70s has been to shut down the nuclear power industry. And I actually got my start doing that in radio with Bob Fass at WBAI. He used to have me on late at night. And I also looking forward to working with Jim Dingman and all of you on extending the reach, the paradigm of Pacifica beyond terrestrial radio and into the Internet and social media, which is an untapped frontier that we really have to get into. The Pacifica is absolutely essential to the two major things. One is getting us to a totally green-powered Earth, a solartopia, and the other is to protect our elections. I was up close and personal in Ohio 2004 when they stole the election there. So I've written about 6 books on that, too. So we need to protect our elections, especially, of course, in 2024, and we need to shut all the nuclear – well, kill what I call King Kong, coal, oil, nukes, and gas. That's been the major feature of my career. And since I have 5 daughters, I'm actually the Tevye of the anti-nuclear movement. It's an honor. I want to thank also Stephanie and Julie for sustaining – us through these hard times and getting us to where we are. Go Dukes, everybody.
Thanks. Next up is Egberto Willis. Egberto?
Yeah, I'm Egberto Willis from Houston, Texas. I am on the LSV in Houston and also host of the program Politics Done Right as well. I'm very interested in making sure that we can do the best we can to stay viable. Also hoping to connect us much better in the online social media domain and other areas. Been a political activist for a long time, volunteered with KPFT for decades, and intend to continue doing my part so that we can make America a better country. Thanks.
You, and last but not least, Susan Young.
Hello, I am Susan Young in Houston, Texas. I've lived all over the country, Los Angeles, San Francisco, Chicago, so forth, and no one is more surprised than I am to still be in Texas. I've been here about 30 years, and one of the reasons why I stayed was because of KPFT. I got heavily involved when I was championing a Cities for Peace initiative in Houston when we were trying to prevent going to war with Iraq. I served on the initial KPFT LSV right after the founding of the new bylaws. I served for 6 years. When I went off the board, I got involved with the ACLU of Texas, served on that board for 10 years, and we helped turn that around from basically an affiliate that was failing to an affiliate with 60, with a staff of 60 that was respected throughout the nation. What I care about in the world today is the carnage in Gaza. The fact that the U.S. is funding endless aggression, led by a war criminal, the assault on women, LGBTQ persons and their rights, and the imposition of Sharia law in Texas, the immigration, criminal justice, industrial complex that powers the new Jim Crow, the assault on voting rights, and the rise of blatant fascism in the U.S. with Texas as the proving ground. We have great people in Texas who are fighting the fight on the front lines. I serve on the PNB to help protect an important voice for rationality in Texas, but one made more possible and more effective by virtue of being part of a powerful network with an important legacy.
120 seconds.
Oh, I'm so sorry. Shame on me. Thank you.
Thank you, Susan. I'm just
would like to let you know that we have 4.5 minutes left.
Great. Thank you. I'm just going to check and see, make sure that I'm correct that Avelia hasn't shown up. Okay. Stephanie, would you like to introduce yourself to everyone, even though you're not a director?
Sure. My name is Stephanie Wells, and I really have enjoyed and continue to enjoy my time with Pacifica. I have a television background and multiple decades as a nonprofit fundraiser and executive and marketing background. So it was fun to be able to come back into when I first looked at this job description years ago, or it seems like years ago, but it hasn't even been 2 years yet. I graduated in broadcast journalism and political science. And I was very eager to go back into the world of news and journalism and use that, the news and journalism background that I have and political science background and merge that with the years of nonprofit work that I've done. So it's been interesting to be here because I completely agree that we're lacking in news at a lot of the stations. Programming needs a lot of help, and I'm hoping that in these past couple of years, we've been trying to put together different policies and practices for the organization that have been lacking for many, many years. So we're trying to organize that. But at the same time, everybody has, I think somebody had mentioned it already. Everybody talks about wanting to work together for the good of Pacifica. And I really do hope that people are true to their word when they say that, because we all have our passions with our stations or with, you know, certain elements of the company that we really, really like, but we have to work together for the foundation as a whole and really focus on advocacy and outreach and using the voices that everyone has and they've been using for so many years, fighting for things, that we really add Pacifica to that fight. And I really want to be able to utilize the voices of board members to talk to potential donors and to talk to potential foundations and communities and other community organizations that could benefit from our help and we could benefit from them. So I'm really looking forward to working with the new board, and hopefully we can all work together for the betterment of Pacifica and really focus on bettering our programming, because that is the key to a lot of it.
Got it. Thank you. I don't think Arthur Schwartz has joined us, but if he had, I would give him the opportunity to introduce himself. Okay. Next item on the agenda is selecting chair pro tem, vice chair pro tem, secretary pro tem, and recording secretary. And this is a 10-minute item. And what we'll do here is we will go in the order in which I just read those off. And what I will do is take nominations from the floor.
Madam President.
Yes, go ahead, Dennis.
This is Dennis. Was I supposed to speak at some point in this here?
Yes. We have you giving, after we do the pro tem stuff, we were going to have you give an intro to parliamentary procedure and Robert's rules, but it was after the selecting of chair pro tem.
Okay.
Okay. Yeah.
Again, the agenda that I'm looking at differs from what you're following, which is, it's fine. All right. I'll hush.
Thank you. No, it's okay. Good to clear that up. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to take nominations from the floor. We'll go in the order of those offices. I'll take nominations from the floor. We'll vote on each of them one at a time. And then when we get through that, that's when the chair pro tem will take over. So we're at chair pro tem, and I will take nominations from the floor for
Madam Chair. I'd like to nominate Susan Young as our chair pro tem.
Thank you, Egberto. So we have Susan Young. I see Vanessa's hand up.
Yes, I'd like to nominate Heather as chair pro tem.
All right. And I have Heather Gray then. Thank you.
Point of information?
Yes, go ahead, Teresa.
Madam Chair, do you want to ask these people if they accept the nomination?
Oh, you're absolutely right. Thank you. Thank you, Teresa. Susan Young, will you accept the nomination?
Yes.
Thank you. Heather Gray, will you accept the nomination?
Yes.
Okay. All right. So I have two nominees for Chair Pro Tem. Anyone else? All right. Are people prepared to go for a vote? I'm sorry, Serene. Serene, go ahead.
I move to close nominations.
Okay.
I move to close nominations.
Thank you.
Madam President, you might just ask if there's no further nominations, nominations are closed, and then and allow each of the candidates to speak.
Speak for a moment.
It's my advice.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you. Hearing no further nominations, the nominations are closed, and we'll just go in the order in which you two were nominated. Susan Young, would you like to speak for a moment?
Sure. I'm Susan Young, and I thank you very much, Egberto, for nominating me. I want to thank Julie and Nancy Sorden and Heather for a lot of hard work. And I think our job today is to move forward in an effective way with this transition and to let Julie escape her current responsibilities. I have extensive experience working with nonprofits in governance positions, and I have been on the LSB off and on for 8 years, and I've been on the PNB once, and I've served as chair of the LSB. So I think that I have good experience to serve as chair pro tem.
Thank you. Heather.
Well, thank you. Yes, I've also served as the chair of the board, actually, of our local station here in Atlanta, RFG Radio Free Georgia. And I've been involved with Pacifica also for a number of years, been honored to do that. I don't know where else to go with this. I have been the vice chair of the board this past year, and but Julie has done an excellent job, so it didn't require me to do all that much, I need to say. But I was blessed to be in that position. So all I can say is that I appreciate Pacifica so much, and I would be honored to be the chair pro tem. Thank you, Julie.
Thank you. Okay, so, I think it's time to go to.
I had a question.
Yeah, go ahead, Irene.
Did I read a motion that there is an election that's starting this weekend?
That's a good clarifying question. So there is a motion later on the agenda that is about electing officers, but that is electing the officers for the rest of the year. That's different than electing the chair pro tem, which is, you know, the person who's going to take over chairing this meeting and basically would serve as the chair pro tem, until such time as, you know, a chair for the year is elected. So this is just, you know, for, like I said, for tonight's meeting.
Okay. And so these folks that are being voted on today, they basically will have those seats for like a week.
Well, that depends. That assumes that you all stick to the, what I gave you as an aggressive schedule for voting. If you all change the schedule, then it could be a few weeks. Okay. So,
okay, got it.
Thank you. Go ahead, Dennis.
Succinctly, stated, and again, what you're going to do is you're voting on the individuals who you want to continue to serve, in a pro tem situation, and they will do so until such time as you move forward to the, question number 7, motion on procedure for election of officers. And whoever you decide to choose as your chairman pro tem at that point will pick up with number 7 on down. So that's what you're doing right now.
Exactly. Thank you.
It's an important question. So everybody. All right.
Yep. Great. Okay, so we have two nominees. We have, Susan and Heather and, okay, so folks, for pro tem, this is not a secret ballot. By the time you get to electing, officers for the rest of the year, that of course will be a secret ballot, but this one is not because it's just pro tem. Now it's time to go to voting, and I will, go through and we will vote on the pro tem chair. So basically here you're not voting yes or no, you're voting or abstain. I suppose you could abstain, but you're voting, for either Susan or Heather. So, let me go through the roll and you can pass, and then I'll come back to you if that's what you want to do. So let me start with Irene.
Pass.
Teresa Allen.
You're muted, Teresa.
I'm sorry. I'll say Susan.
Got it. Kaja Brown.
Heather.
Donna Carter.
Heather.
Paul DiRienzo.
I'll pick Heather this time.
Jim Dingman. Dingman, you're muted. I'll come back to him. Next is Vanessa Dixon Briggs.
Heather.
Fred Dodsworth.
I'm going to pass.
Jan Goodman.
Dan, you're muted.
Susan.
Thank you. Heather Gray.
Heather, you're muted. Oh.
Heather.
All right, I guess I'll vote for myself. Thank you.
Okay, you're allowed. Zach Caldvier.
Susan.
Okay, Marianne Martinez.
Susan.
Thank you. Darlene Pagano.
Susan.
Thank you. Ron Pinchback.
Heather.
Myla Reason.
Susan.
Dawn Rhodes.
Heather.
Serene Roberts.
Yes.
Minerva Sanders.
Susan.
Harvey Wasserman.
Susan.
Egberto Willis.
Susan.
Thank you. Susan Young.
Myself. Susan.
All right. Going back through, Irene Adams.
Muted.
You're muted.
I'm trying to get off mute. I think I'll abstain from this.
Right.
I don't know enough about people.
Okay. Jim Dingman?
He already put it.
Heather.
Fred Dodsworth.
Susan.
Serene Roberts.
Heather.
All right. Hang on a second while I count. Sorry, folks, I don't have a spreadsheet set up to do this, so I have to do it manually.
Is it 19 members, Julie, voting?
Well, no, there are 22 directors, and all but one is here, so 20 voted, and there was one abstention. So, okay, now I have to start over. Sorry.
Madam Chair, the issue is it's the majority of those who actually vote. Abstentions are of no consideration.
All right. So that is correct. An abstention doesn't affect the vote. And so if I have done this, one second. Let me do this again. Let me count again. Okay. I have 11 votes for Susan Young, and I have 10 votes for Heather. Oh, sorry.
That count has to be wrong.
That can't be right. That's correct.
It's nine for Heather.
It's nine for Heather. Yeah. I don't know how I did that, but I had a vote for Avalia, and I shouldn't have. So, yeah. Okay, so that means Susan is the vice chair. I'm sorry, Susan is the chair pro tem. I need a nominations for vice chair pro tem.
Madam Secretary.
Madam
Convener.
Yes.
We have used the entire voting time on this election.
Yeah.
We are out of time.
Yep, thank you. So what we need is an extension to continue the voting, and we have three more offices, so I would say we need probably at least 20 minutes, folks.
Without objection.
Are there any objections? Yeah, are there any objections to extending to complete the voting? Hearing no objections. Yes, Myla.
Now that we've elected a chair pro tem, are you not to hand over the gavel?
And so, you know, I've looked at what we've done in the past, and we have gone through all of the offices before doing it. I mean, you know, I don't care, but you know.
Madam President, Madam
yes,
Chair.
Yes, go ahead, Dennis.
I would say if that is your culture, if that is what you've done in the past, that is what you should continue to do.
Thank you.
Sorry.
Sorry.
Yeah, no, it's okay. It's okay. We'll try and maybe we'll go a little faster the next time through. So now I'm opening the floor for nominations for Vice Chair Pro Tem.
I move Heather.
Thank you. Any other nominations for Vice Chair Pro Tem? Heather, do you accept the nomination as Vice Chair Pro Tem?
Yes. Madam Chair, I'm sorry, I had to step away for a minute. I would like to make a nomination.
Oh, go ahead.
I'd like to nominate Minerva Sanders for Chair Pro Tem. I mean, Vice Chair, sorry.
Yeah. Gotcha. Minerva, will you accept the nomination as Vice Chair Pro Tem?
I'm sorry. Yes, I will.
Okay. All right. So then,
That begs the question as to whether the member, that begs the question as to whether the member is going to accept her own, nomination, or am I off on that?
No, I just asked both of them, were they going to accept the nomination for Vice Chair Pro Tem? And they both said yes.
Oh, okay.
Yep.
Okay.
Okay.
My bad.
That's all right. It's on to voting on the Vice Chair Pro Tem. And so once again, you have to, as I go through and call names, just tell me who you're voting for. Irene, it's either Sanders, Minerva Sanders, or Heather Gray. Go ahead, Irene.
Minerva.
Teresa Allen.
Minerva.
Roger Brown.
Heather.
Donna Carter.
Pass.
All right. Paul DiRienzo.
I'll pass.
Jim Dingman.
Heather.
Vanessa Dixon Briggs.
Heather.
Fred Dodsworth.
Heather.
Jan Goodman.
Minerva.
Heather Gray.
Heather.
All right, I'm skipping Avalia Jones. I'm really not going to write anything by her name this time. Zach Carpenter.
Minerva.
Teresa, can you, Minerva, is that what you said? Thank you. Teresa, if you could mute, that would be great. Marianne Martinez.
Minerva.
Darlene Pagano.
Minerva.
Ron Pinchback.
Heather.
Myla Reeson.
Minerva.
Sean Rhodes.
Heather.
Thank you. Serene Roberts.
Minerva.
Minerva. Sanders.
Minerva.
Thank you. Harvey Wasserman.
Minerva Sanders.
Egberto Willis.
You're muted, Egberto.
Minerva.
Thank you. And Susan Young.
All right, Minerva.
Thank you. All right, let me go back through because a couple people passed. Donna Carter.
Minerva.
Paul DiRienzo.
I'll abstain.
Okay. That's everybody. Okay. We count.
7-13, Minerva.
I got. I got 6 for Heather and 13 for Minerva. So, Minerva is the vice chair pro tem. Okay. So we're moving on then to, secretary pro tem. Take nominations from the floor.
Chair, my hand is,
screen. Go ahead, Vanessa.
That's okay. I'd like to nominate Beth.
Who?
Beth von Guten.
Okay.
Madam Chair, what's the position?
This is secretary pro tem.
May I nominate someone?
Yes, go ahead.
I'm going to nominate Julie Hewitt for secretary pro tem. Sorry, Julie, I nominate you.
Yeah. Thank you. Okay, so Beth is not on this call. Vanessa, can I at least ask you, did you confer with Beth in advance so that you know that she would accept this? Okay. All right. We'll just have to, because Beth's not here to speak for herself. Julie, will you accept the nomination as chair, as secretary pro tem? I guess I will, even though it continues.
Point of information?
Yeah, go ahead, Serene.
So this would be the appropriate time for you to step aside since you're running, correct?
Not to be
Madam Chair,
The question is really mute.
Thank you. Go ahead,
Dennis. If the member wishes to decline the nomination, she will so state. Otherwise, you move forward and ask for further nominations.
Right. And the other point is, this is public voting, so I don't think there's, particular conflict of interest here, and I will read out the votes out loud if that's necessary. I mean, I'm happy to do it, but
we'll hear it. I just know generally when people are involved in an election, they step aside. But carry on.
Yeah. Thank you. I appreciate your point.
Further nominations.
Are there any further nominations? Hearing none, we'll consider the nominations closed and we'll go on to a vote. And again, I'll go through the roll. Irene Adams.
Julie.
Teresa Allen.
Julie.
Yes, Charlie.
Kaja Brown.
Mm-hmm. You're going to sleep?
Sorry, Julie.
I'm going to come give you a kiss. Okay.
All right, so somebody else can tell
Arthur, we can hear you.
No more kissing, Arthur.
So, okay, I'm going to get where, folks, we're in the middle of voting, so let me keep going. Donna Carter.
Julie.
Paul DiRienzo.
Paul, you're muted.
Madam Chairman, this is Dennis.
Yep.
There was a member that was seeking recognition. Was that for the purpose of offering yet another nomination? If so, they should be allowed to do so.
Sorry, I don't see any hands up right now, and I did hear Arthur Schwartz, but I think that
was
background.
Julia. I was offering to help you with the count, but if need be, but go ahead.
Okay. All right, thank you. So we're at Paul DiRienzo.
Pass.
Pass. Okay. Jim Dingman.
Yes.
Heather. I'm sorry. Vanessa Dixon Briggs. I got ahead of myself there.
Beth.
Okay. Fred Dodsworth.
Emphatically, Julie.
Jan Goodman.
Julie.
Thank you. Heather Gray.
Julie.
Avelia's still not here. Zach Caldvier.
Julie.
Marianne Martinez.
Julie.
Darlene Pagano.
Julie.
Ron Pinchback.
Julie.
Myla Reason.
Julie.
Sean Rhodes.
Beth.
Serene Roberts.
Epstein.
Minerva Sanders.
Julie.
Arby Wasserman.
Julie.
Egberto Willis. Egberto. All right, we'll keep going. Susan Young.
Julie.
Okay, let me go back through, Paul D. Rienzo.
Abstain.
Okay. Jim Dingman.
Yes.
Did you abstain?
No, Beth.
Beth, okay. Avelia's still not here. Egberto Willis? Alright. We'll put Egberto down as an abstention. Okay, so that is...
Egberto's Julie.
Is Egberto muted?
Oh, no, Egberto, sorry, go ahead. Julie, gotcha, thank you, Egberto. I just recorded your vote. Okay, so that's 3 votes for Beth von Gunten and 16 for Julie. So Julie's the secretary pro tem, and then next thing up is recording secretary. And last year we were unable to have a recording secretary because we didn't have the money to pay someone to be a recording secretary, and we didn't have any volunteers to be a recording secretary, but I believe we may have a volunteer to be the recording secretary. So this will be a recording secretary pro tem. I guess this is a recording secretary.
Madam Chairman?
Yes, go ahead, Dennis.
Madam Chairman, is it noted in your bylaws that your recording secretary is to be a paid position?
It does not say that. It just says that we may... at times have, additional, help for the secretary.
In that event, it is my opinion, that anyone, any member or any non-member of the board, in fact, can be named as the secretary, recording secretary, take the minutes, whether they're paid or not, that's up to the board. If it's the board's decision that they wish to, remunerate a secretary, that's your business. But if the bylaws say it, I would say the same thing as parliamentarian, because this parliamentarian, is not accepting any kind of remuneration from whomever is elected as the as the permanent chair. I'll do it gratis, and you may have a secretary in the same situation. I just wanted to make that point.
Okay. Susan Young, I see your hands up.
Yeah, I'm grateful that Kim Kaufman from KPFK has offered to serve as recording secretary, and she has not requested remuneration. And so I put her name forward.
Thank you, Susan. Are there any other suggestions for recording secretary?
Nominations.
Point of information.
Suggestion, that's correct. No, you're sure. Correct. Suggestions is the correct word.
Okay. Got it. Thank you. Go ahead, Serene.
Okay. Did I just hear you say this is not for a pro tem recording secretary, but a permanent recording secretary?
No.
Well, I mean, I guess the point is, a recording secretary is not an officer. And so that's the sense in which, I'm unclear that you need, to appoint somebody on a pro tem basis to fill the role. I mean, I suppose you can, right? I didn't think that one through is what I'm saying out loud.
That's correct.
The language in the agenda is pro tem, correct?
I wrote chair pro tem.
I need the chair to answer when I'm speaking to the chair, please. It's too much.
Point of order, Madam Chair.
Yeah. Hang on. I'm answering Serene's question. And so there can't be a rule being broken while I'm answering Serene's question. The agenda says select chair pro tem. It doesn't say select vice chair pro tem, though it should have. It also says select secretary pro tem, and then it says and recording secretary. You can shoot the agenda draft.
Madam Chairman, the intent is clearly that it's pro tem.
Okay. Fair enough.
Point of order, Madam Chair.
Yes, go ahead, Myla.
Is it not true that the chair must recognize a member before the member speaks, unless, of course, they're raising a point of order? Otherwise, mustn't they be silent until they're recognized?
I do believe that is correct. I think, you know, you can say, put your name on the stack or some such thing as that, but, yeah. Okay.
Madam Chair.
So we're at, Serene.
Can you hear me?
I can.
Can you hear me?
Okay. I can.
I know I'm speaking. Yeah, maybe you can't hear me. I asked for a point of information and I asked my question. And while you were answering, someone else chimed in and I asked that they refrain so I could hear your response. So I'm not quite sure what that point of whatever Ms. Reason was trying to make is about.
And at this point, I'm not sure I do either. Let's just keep moving forward, folks. So we're on recording secretary, and Susan Young has suggested Kim Kaufman for recording secretary.
Madam Chair.
Go ahead, Susan.
Recording secretary pro tem.
Thank you. I was going to say perhaps the best course of action here is because all the other offices were as pro tem that it's just an error in the drafting of the agenda. That this is also a pro tem position, and so we will think of this as a pro tem position. And so we've got the nomination for Kim Kaufman or the suggestion for Kim Kaufman on the floor. Are there any other suggestions for recording secretary pro tem? Hearing no other suggestions, we'll consider that closed. Are there any objections to the selection of Kim Kaufman as the recording secretary pro tem? Hearing no objections, that is done. And this is the point at which I get to step away as the convener and turn the running of the meeting over to the chair pro tem who was elected, and that is Susan Young. So, Susan, we are at item number 7 on the agenda, which is where you take over.
Point of personal privilege.
Thank you, Julie.
Point of personal privilege, who?
Me.
Fred, what's your point of personal privilege?
I really need a bio break.
So I think we'll continue.
Okay.
And maybe somebody else can do the timekeeping for people.
Thank you.
Is there someone who can take over timekeeping for people for this short term? Is that Heather? Did you offer?
No, I'm sorry, I'm not. I'm also wanting to thank Julie, Susan, for her work.
Thank you
so much, Julie.
And I wanted to, before Fred asked for the personal break, Julie, thank you. Thank you for taking on being convener, setting up this agenda, weathering the first parts of the agenda, including what was appropriate for you to do or not. We have on the agenda, and our parliamentarian hasn't had the correct agenda, our apologies. And Julie suggested, because she knew the work that Dennis had done with KPFK, that it might be useful to have an introduction to parliamentary procedure. Dennis graciously offered, and we didn't give an appropriate introduction to him at the beginning. My regrets on that. We've already sent this out, and Milo, let me just finish this. Dennis has been a professional parliamentarian for 48 years. He is vice past president. Or did we get this?
Yes.
Did Julie read this? Never mind. Yeah. And I don't need to read it again. Thank you very, very much. Lost my track.
Yeah.
Before I recognize you, Milo, you've got your hand up.
Yeah, a point of personal privilege. I'd just like to remind everyone to please mute your devices if you're not speaking. Teresa Allen, I'm speaking to you.
Excuse me. I was going to speak, so I unmuted it for that reason. So, sorry.
I'm sorry. We just keep hearing noise from your device. Thank you.
So, Teresa, did you have your hand up at this moment?
I didn't have my hand up, and I was wondering, I just wanted to know, did you find someone to do timekeeper until Fred comes back?
Good question. At the moment, we have got Dennis coming up, and so I think that our timing for the agenda item will work, and Fred is back.
Okay.
Dennis, please take it away.
Thank you, Madam Temporary Chair. This is the time I'm guessing that people will be scurrying away from their monitors to attend to other issues. Let's just say that. We have just experienced, and I am frankly in awe of what has just occurred here. It is essentially democracy personified. You've had some very close votes here, and yet at the end of the day, nobody is screaming, no one's hollering, no one's asking for recounts, no one's demanding a march on the Capitol to undo the action of the majority of those who voted. I just find that to be something that should be noted. I am in awe of the person who has presided over this meeting, and I hope that anyone who finds themselves in the awkward, unhappy position of presiding over a meeting can take notice of what this individual, and as a parliamentarian, we're not supposed to name names, but we know who we're talking about. The individual who has just presided over this process has done an admirable job, and I would like to think that we can all say, hear, hear, in favor of saying to that person that she has done an admirable job presiding over this meeting. I'm not hearing any hear, hears, but I think we're all of the same.
Hear, hear.
Hear, hear.
Hear, hear.
Thank you.
Hear, hear.
Brava!
No news.
I hate to beg, but it was a master class performance as a presiding officer. And this is from someone who has for almost 50 years dealt with groups, and I'm almost in tears, frankly. It was just about, were spoken in terms of the introductions. I want to name the name Paul Roberson. I don't know that everyone knows the name Paul Roberson. And if you don't know the name Paul Roberson, then you ought Google it. It just happens I heard it. Yeah, because I know it from the picture Showboat. Oh man, river. You know that man was incredible. This man went back to the early 1900s and broke every conceivable barrier, every conceivable glass barrier that you could possibly break. And I was struck by that fact that I heard that name, and I would admire that everyone who doesn't know that name would take the time and the opportunity to Google Paul Roberson and look into what he's done, what he did do for the, and what is conflicting with this member, with this speaker, is that we are in the process of undoing everything that he tried to do over 100 years ago. And that is why I have dedicated myself to serve this group without pay to continue the work that he set about over 100 years ago. Google his name if you don't know Paul Roberson.
It's in the chat.
I just wanted to say that.
You're in his fan club right now.
I'm affected by the fact that his name was brought up in this. I want to say to you, I have interjected myself in this discussion in ways that some people probably would find objectionable. That the parliamentarian is supposed to sit back and listen and wait until somebody calls upon him to interject his intelligence. That is not the perception of this parliamentarian who has been at this business for nearly 50 years. This parliamentarian believes that we have gone well beyond the point of the point where we're no longer civil with each other. We're long past the point of incivility, where we go to meetings and people just find it necessary to be as uncivil toward each other as they possibly can be. And that's not the way it's supposed to be. We are supposed to come to a meeting where we look at the objectives of the society, which we find in the bylaws. So whenever you wonder why we come to these meetings, why do we spend all this time? What are we about? It's found in the objectives of the society. And in my view, those ought to be read each time a society meets. Why are we here? Why are we meeting together? Why are we spending this time together? First and foremost, that's found in the bylaws. Secondly, we look toward the rules of order which are set aside in the bylaws, and those are the rules of order that we have adopted, and those are, in most cases, Robert's rules of order. And he points out some basic principles that we need to look toward. One of those is equal justice. In my mind, justice means fairness. Equal justice to all members from other members and the chair. Here's a good one. Courtesy to and others at all times. I'll repeat it. Courtesy to and from others at all times. Another one. Meetings are to be conducted as efficiently as possible so that when you hear if this parliamentarian is allowed to continue to advise this assembly, this society, I'm going to interject myself when I believe that we can do things more efficiently than they might otherwise be being done.
So, Mr. Parliamentarian?
Another objective is the society. Yes?
So, no, I just...
And I'm not your parliamentarian yet, but I'll...
We had the good fortune of having back and forth during the meeting. And I think it would be useful for us to have a separate moment, not this evening, at which you could give us sort of the masterclass. I mean, congratulations to Julie about motions. And I would like it if we can invite your time for that at a future meeting or at a special meeting. Would you be open to that?
Oh, and I'm conducive to that, but I'm granted, 10, 15 minutes of this, and I'm going to stick to that.
I would be perfectly happy to do that,
and I can...
If I may apologize, unfortunately, our agenda has gone very long so far. So may we have your remarks?
Can you give me 5 more minutes?
Absolutely. Go ahead.
That's what I had intended.
Please go ahead.
The major point is, one of the major principles of parliamentary law is this. Meetings are to be conducted as efficiently as possible. And this one, courtesy to and from others at all times. I'll repeat it. Courtesy to and from others at all times. Justice Potter Stewart told us this. I can't attempt to further define the kind of material or pornography, but I know it when I see it. And courtesy is just like that. You know, I don't know how to define courtesy except for what the dictionary says. It's the showing of politeness in one's attitude and behavior toward others. And this is what Roberts says, and then I'll conclude. This is what's in Roberts. And Roberts' Rules of Order tells us this. And you, as members of this assembly, are obliged to follow Roberts' Rules of Order unless the bylaws say otherwise. Roberts tells us this. Debate must be confined to the merits of the pending question. That is the question that is before the assembly. If it's the main motion, that's before us. If it's an amendment to the main motion, that's the pending motion. Speakers must address their remarks to the chair. In other words, we can't argue with one another. And here's the final note. Speakers must maintain a courteous tone. Speakers must maintain a courteous tone. And especially in reference to any divergence of opinion, avoid interjecting a personal note into debate. And to this end, they must never attack or make any allusion to the motives of other members. And I would tell you this, finally, that as long as I'm sitting as parliamentarian of any group, no matter what it is, I am not going to sit still for any member to engage in discourteous tones or any of the other suggestions of what Roberts has said are expected to be civil, courteous discourse. That's all I have to say.
Thank you. Thank you. I think we've got a couple of hands up, and I know that we have to be very mindful of time. Jan, followed by Jim.
Madam Chair, I'll say that we have just 2 minutes left on this timing.
Thank you very much, Darlene. Jan, do you have something to ask or say?
I very much appreciated Mr. Clark's comments, especially about Paul Robeson, but I do need to say that Paul Robeson does not have an R in his last name or his first name. And he always said his name is Paul Robeson. So if someone wants to look it up, it's Robeson. Thank you.
And my apologies. 2394. Was that Jan or was that someone else?
Oh, that was Jan.
You're back on my phone. Okay, so your hand can come down. Jim Dingman, okay, then Fred Dahls.
Thank you. Thank you, Mr. Clark, for your comments. I guess my reactions, first time we've had a parliamentarian here who was doing what you've been doing. And I agree that the policy issues are the key things to focus in on. But keep in mind, it'll be an education to listen to you. It'll certainly be an education to listen to us, because you're going to hear some very serious policy debates going on. And I think the issues should be directed to the policy issues. I agree 100%. But it'll be a situation where if you decide, it's like, you know, sort of Plato's Republic. Who guards the guardians? And I think that you're going to learn as much as we're going to learn from you. Thank you.
We are at time, Madam Chair.
Can I respond to that?
Mm-hmm. Yes. Well, we are at time. Is there a motion to extend for another 2 minutes?
Madam Chair, may I move to extend for power?
1 minute.
1 minute.
Okay. But we've also got Fred up for line. Can we make it
take
2 seconds? Okay. Two minutes. Is there any objection? All right, 2 minutes more. Dennis, please respond, and then Fred.
And your point is well taken. And I would tell you this, as a true parliamentarian, I couldn't care less about the content of your discussion. I don't really listen to the content. That's the honest to goodness truth. I listened to, as a good parliamentarian should, what is in order, what is not in order. The content of the discussion is not my business. It's not my affair. And that's the honest goodness truth. Any parliamentarian who interjects themselves into the discussion becomes someone who is a person who's interested in the outcome, just as the chairman should never be a person who is someone who is, what's the word? Someone help me with the word.
Partisan?
Partisan.
Thank you. That's the word. I have a problem with partisan. I keep interjecting that with partisan and pornography for some weird reason. But the parliamentarian, just as the presiding officer, has got to be completely nonpartisan. You know, as I listened to your discussions, I couldn't care less who you are or what you say. Honestly, unless it gets to the point where you're saying something discourteous. As soon as my ears hear that you're being discourteous, my ears will pop open and I'm going to say something. If the chair does not intervene in that, I will. Most parliamentarians will just sit there until they're asked to do or say something. That's not my style. After 50 years of this, my style is to try to prevent untoward discussions, untoward behavior in a meeting, and that frankly helps everyone involved. It gets us further toward the point where we want to get to. We want to get to making decisions about that are in the best interest of the society as efficiently as we possibly can, but with the majority having its say, but with the minority being able to leave the meeting saying, at least I had a chance to have my say as to the outcome. That's what I'm about.
We have been signaled with time, and so I think we're at the end of the extension that we have given ourselves. And so we're ready to go to the next agenda item, but let me recognize that Arthur Schwartz, our general counsel, has joined us. Arthur, do you have one word to say, like hello? Arthur hasn't chimed in, so we'll come back to him when we need to. The next item on the agenda,
Madam Chair.
Excuse me?
Well, this is Kim. This is Kim, but I think I heard Arthur first.
Did somebody want me to give an opinion about something? I'm sorry.
No, just say hello, Arthur.
Hello. Hello, Arthur. I was listening to the parliamentarian person who I appreciate what he had to say.
Thank you very much. And Kim, would you like to introduce yourself and thank you for serving as recording secretary pro tem?
Yes, thank you.
I'm not general counsel pro tem. I'm general counsel.
You're the real enchilada.
Okay.
Yeah. Arthur's the real thing. I just want to introduce myself to the new people. I'm Kim Kaufman. I'm from KPFK. I was first elected to K's LSB in 2009. I served for 6 years. I was the treasurer then for a couple of years. I've been the chair of the finance committee for multiple times. I am still the treasurer of KPFK for, I think, my third or fourth time during this period. And I'm like the only committee chair at K who has consistently produced minutes for my committee and posted them. Last year, I was also the LSB chair for 6 months. So, and I was on the PNB, and during that time, I was the secretary for the audit committee when I was on it, and the personnel committee when we were doing an executive search. So I've been around and I'm reliable, and that is my basic qualification for this thankless position. So thank you.
Thank you for serving. And I've been reminded, Fred, did you have your hand up and have I ignored it?
Yep. I'm
okay,
really
your hand is your hand is back down, just so
yeah,
you know.
I got 15 seconds. Paul Robeson, born in 1898, was an American bass baritone, concert artist, stage, film actor, professional football player, and activist who became famous both for his cultural accomplishments and his political stances. 1915, Robeson won an academic scholarship to Rutgers in New Jersey, where he was the only African-American student. While at Rutgers, he was twice named consensus All-American in football and was elected class valedictorian. He earned his law degree from Columbia Law School while playing the National Football League. After graduation, he became a figure in the Harlem Renaissance. And his Wikipedia in the chat, which I posted about 15 minutes ago. He's okay, fantastic. Thanks. Singer, human being, we should all emulate him.
Thank you.
Incredible person. Thank you.
And Minerva says, and he spoke numerous languages. Okay. Being
smarter
boring,
than you and me or anyone.
So please, the introduction to, motion to, on procedure for election of officers. I am going to read this. The proposed motion is, whereas Article 9, Section 2 of the Pacifica Bylaws specifies that the board's chair, vice chair, and secretary shall be elected by the board at its annual meeting in January each year using the instant runoff voting method. And whereas for in-person meetings, Pacifica's parliamentary authority specifies that the chair appoints tellers to distribute, collect, and count the ballots and to report the vote. That's Robert's Rules of Order, 12th edition, 45:26. And whereas since the suspension of annual in-person meetings, the PNB has been conducting its officer elections by electronic mail, resolved that the officer elections shall be conducted via electronic mail, with Terry L. Goodman serving as chair of tellers and Sarah Roots serving as secondary ballot recipient and teller. Further resolved that the nominations for officers must be submitted to the Secretary Pro Tem by midnight Pacifica Standard Time on January 26th, and that's Pacifica Standard Time, January 26, 2024, that all currently serving directors are authorized to vote and will be sent voting instructions and ballots via email by one of the tellers on or before January 28, 2024, and that the polls shall close on Tuesday, January 30th, 2024 at 12 midnight Pacific Standard Time. The chair of tellers will distribute preliminary tally results to all voters soon after the tellers agree on those results. If for some reason Terry Goodman or Sarah Roos are unwilling or unable to conduct these elections, the chair pro tem is authorized to designate other neutral persons to do so. If quorum is not met by the close of polls, the chair of tellers is authorized to reopen the polls and declare a new deadline. Election ties are to be resolved and the final results declared by the person presiding at the next meeting of the board after the preliminary tally distribution. A director with good bandwidth can share a screen and flip coins via random blah, blah, blah. The final results should be ratified by board vote. To facilitate these elections, after the adoption of this motion, the Secretary Pro Tem shall send to both tellers the roster of current Pacifica directors with email addresses, the names of the nominated candidates, and the offices to which they have been nominated, and the exact text of this motion as finally adopted. Is there a motion? Myla?
Madam Chair, I'd like to move that the body adopt the motion on procedure for election of officers as read by you.
Is there a second?
Madam Chair, I'd like to second the motion.
And then let me just ask, is there any objection to approving this motion? Hearing none, the motion is approved. The next item up is
Wait, 1 second. Who seconded it? Was that you, Jan? Or did somebody else?
Minerva.
Jan.
I think you both did, but I heard Minerva first.
I'm sorry. I should have said my name, Minerva Sanders.
Okay. Next item is nominations from the floor for officers. And this is 15 minutes for nominations and brief statements for those who are being nominated for officers. And I've been advised by the parliamentarian that the chair does not need to step down for the conduct of this, even if she is running for chair.
Personal privilege, I'm sorry. Yes. We're getting a lot of noise from somebody's device.
This time it's Jan.
Yeah.
Thank you, Jan. Would you mute your second device? I did.
I apologize.
Are there nominations for chair?
I nominate Tanya Eustacek.
Thank you. Is that Egberto? So you've nominated me?
Yeah, that's Egberto.
Okay, and I believe that a second is needed.
No.
Nope. Apologies. Second is not needed.
Just have to ask if you accept the nomination.
Thank you. I accept the nomination. And was that Sean? Thank you for your help as ever.
Thank you.
Are there additional nominations for chair?
Chair, this is Sean. I have a nomination.
Please, Sean.
I nominate Heather Gray.
Heather, do you accept the nomination?
Sorry, yes, I do. Yes.
Excellent. Are there more nominations? Teresa, you've got your hand up.
I'm sorry, I was waiting for another position to nominate someone.
Okay, so your hand is down. Are there further nominations? The nominations are closed. However, let me point out that, and if I'm sure that Sean or somebody will correct me if I'm wrong, because this is an electronic ballot, a secret ballot, there is then the opportunity for write-ins. We have already heard from all of the PNB members. Is there a desire to hear candidate statements from Heather and myself?
Point of information.
Yes, yeah, Serene?
This is Serene. Yep. Are nominations closed? I'd like to nominate someone.
Yes, the nominations were closed, but I just didn't hear that you had a nomination. Serene.
No.
Well, no, Dennis, let me, because we have communications difficulties, Serene, who do you wish to nominate?
Nominations have not been closed.
Yes, correct. So, Serene, who do you wish to nominate?
Sean Rhodes?
Sean, do you accept?
Sean Rhodes.
You said Sean Rhodes, right, Serene? Serene,
yes.
Did you? Okay. Sean, do you accept the nomination?
No, I do not.
Okie dokie. Are there any more nominations?
Can we ignore him?
Excuse me? I can't understand you. Serene, would you repeat what you said? Serene, are you talking to somebody else? Are you trying to say something in this meeting? Okay, Serene,
should ignore. Okay. Can anyone hear me?
We can hear you, yes. What do you have to say?
I said we should ignore Sean's no and move on.
Okay, so I also have Irene, do you have a point you wish to make? Are you making a nomination?
I have a point of clarification.
The motion that we just voted on states that the nominations for officers, nominations can be submitted up until midnight tomorrow. So how can we close the nominations if they will still be open?
So write-in nominations can happen between now and then, but the people who are nominated in this meeting, and I suggest may have the chance to speak if they wish to. So I suggest a minute and a half statement. Heather and I have both agreed to accept the nomination. Heather, would you rather go first or second?
Sorry, I keep muting myself. I'll be second.
Okay, great.
One information, Madam Chair.
Excuse me.
Before we get started, this is Ron Pinchback.
Yes.
I know Serene was trying to nominate Sean Rose. Sean Rose said he wouldn't accept. And then Serene suggested that we ignore his no and proceed and include him in that process. Is that correct?
Yes, Dennis? My thought about that is... Dennis, go ahead.
The member was nominated. The member declined the nomination. However, that does not mean that someone could vote in favor of the member even though he has declined the nomination.
So what I suggest to be in keeping with, I think, what Serene's desire is that Sean will be included on the ballot. So there would be Heather, myself, and Sean. And Sean has expressed that he does not wish to serve. Should he be elected, he could make that decision at that time. And he can elect to speak right now or not. Irene, do you still have your hand up?
Thank you for the clarification.
Oh, I'm sorry. I do not. I'm going to put my hand down. I'm sorry.
No problem. Serene.
It was merely humor. Just move on.
Okay, great. All right.
Very funny.
Okay. So, what I would like to say is basically you heard some of the how I got involved with KPFT and Pacifica and some of the things that I've done in the past. And that I have an extensive experience with nonprofit management. I'm also retired, so I'm able to devote a fair amount of time to this, which Marvel, Julie, had a full-time job and did all of these things that she has done. I would like to say what my platform is. First, conduct productive, respectful PNB meetings that focus on governance and oversight, not micromanagement and procedural disputes. Second, empower our skilled executive director and Pacifica staff to do their jobs and hold management accountable. Third, address the full reality of the present severe cash insolvency and how best to use the limited resources made available through the KPFK real estate transaction. If elected chair, I will work with you to create a strong, workable structure for Pacifica's stations, all of them, to survive and thrive, grounded in collaboration among the 5 network stations, Pacifica's more than 200 affiliate stations, and the national
90 treasury. 90 seconds.
Thank you. Heather. Heather, would you like to speak?
Your comments are impressive, Susan. Your comments are impressive.
Thank you.
Yeah. So, well, as chair of the board, my interest also is in expanding Pacifica and also educating the public overall in the United States and throughout the world about the important role that community radio plays. So this would be both for expanding the knowledge of, but also to be raising more money. And one of the things that I would be interested in doing if I was serving as chair is to explore ways to raise more money than has been the case in the past. And I do have a lot of ideas along that line that I would like to share with and talk with the board members about. But I would also like to really expand the relationship between the Pacifica stations and the affiliate stations as well. There's not been enough of that done in the past, and I think that needs to be done. That's one of the things that I would relish the opportunity to be able to do. So I guess my time is probably up, but that somewhat explains what I would like to do as chair of the board of Pacifica. Again, to repeat, to expand the knowledge of community radio and to raise money as well. Thank you.
Okay. Before recognizing hands up, Sean, do you wish to speak by popular demand?
Not at this time. Thank you.
So you, yeah, all right, great. There are two hands up, Serene and then Jim. Serene?
Legacy.
Legacy hand. Okay, Jim. Dingaman.
And my hand is up as well.
Sorry, I don't see it against no nukes. Sorry, Jim Dingaman, then Myla, then Vanessa.
All right. I'd like to address the question to both of you.
Mm-hmm.
How do you perceive you will take actions or ideas to alter the fact that the objective reality of our decline in membership is extraordinary? It's 70% since 2004, from 100,000 paid members to 30,000 now. So what do you see in terms of what you both would bring to the table to try to solve that problem? And secondly, in micromanagement, what does micromanagement mean in the terms of each of you? Is it micromanagement in programming? Is it micromanagement? What is micromanaging in the local situations? As we know, they require a tremendous amount of work organically at each station. But I'm just curious, you know, how do you define that micromanagement in both cases? You brought that up, Susan, so I'm just curious to get an opinion from both you guys, and maybe other people have other, maybe want to collect your questions before you start responding.
Point of information.
Madam
Point
President,
of information.
Madam Chairman.
So first, Dennis, let me see the point of information first and then come to you, Dennis, and then Heather and I can make.
No, I need to speak to the issue. The member has asked a question which is a rhetorical question, and that's fine, but the issue is whether it is allowable by the other members to have each of you respond to that question, because you've already expended your time to speak. If no one objects to each of you responding to that question, that's fine, but you need to take that up first. Is there any objection to each of you?
Is there any objection to questions being posed to each of us and each of us responding? And I assume that's subject to the time limits. And as this is round two, maybe those are 60 seconds.
Point of information again.
Yes. What's your question?
As I'm doing this as timekeeper, the agenda does not include questions. It only includes the statements from the candidates. There is now 3 minutes left for the entire agenda item of nominating the officers that we need to elect. Back and forth and questioning was not put on the agenda. Am I correct?
I believe you're correct.
Madam President, Madam Chairman, Madam Temporary Chairman, The timekeeper is absolutely correct, and so therefore you can cut to the chase by asking, is there any objection to yada, 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 to continue this discussion?
Okay, so thank you very much for that clarity. Is there any objection to our...
I object.
Okay, was
I
that...
I also object.
And Fred also objects? Okay, so that would... So
I'm sorry, object to what?
To extending the time and expanding the purpose of this agenda item, which did not provide for questions and answers.
Point of information, ma'am.
Irene objects too. I have to go to work tomorrow.
Yes.
Okay. So I'm about to have my
point of information.
Yes, Teresa.
If people wanted to ask questions, could we not allow questions of the candidates by email by just going to pnb@pacifica.org for the next, you know, during the time of voting, instead of taking Q&A now.
Okay, so we have...
Any response?
Point of order.
Yes, Egberto?
Yeah, I think what Teresa just said is a very important thing. We can make these meetings a lot more efficient. If things that individuals have to ask other individuals, they do it on their time, as opposed to on the time of others. Time is precious. I have a program that I do in the morning for Pacifica that needs to get done, and superfluosities are an issue. So please, I love that idea that Teresa just came with. That, let's respect each other's time. Thank you so kindly.
Chair, point of order, please.
Yes, Vanessa.
I have concerns, object actually, to a candidate who declined nomination even being considered. There's no election process I've ever seen where a candidate who said no was considered, and it sounds like is being considered to be voted on. That's completely inappropriate.
So, Vanessa, the chair. So we're at the moment.
We are out of time on this item.
Exactly. Right.
Madam President, the point in this parliamentarian's view is not well taken in that despite the fact that the member has declined accepting the nomination does not mean that they still cannot be considered and voted upon. It's obvious that they don't want to serve, and yet if a majority of the members decide that they want that person to serve, they shall be elected. At that time, he or she would have to decline election. It's a moot point, frankly. I think you should move forward with the, I think it's very, good point that discussion should be furthered in another realm than this particular. If others have questions about to the other candidates, they could ask it in any other realm by phone call, by internet, email, and so on. Knowing, however, that others may not be cognizant to the responses or to the questions, but still, in all, that would not be perhaps inappropriate.
May I be recognized, Susan?
Yes, you
I'd like to move that we extend for 5 minutes for the sole purpose of having nominations for the other officers. We have that. We haven't gotten to yet who will be on the ballot. Is that possible?
So, what I believe that we have before us, okay, is first that there was a desire to ask questions. What was brought forward was, by Teresa, a solution which is pose questions by email. and that would not require extending time. First, let me ask, is there an objection to having that process?
Yes.
Jim?
Yes, there is, and I'd like to speak to my objection to Teresa's comment.
Point of information?
Yeah, so let me just say then, there has been an objection to extending time, which is what this is about. And so extending time for questions, I believe, is the first matter over which there has been an objection.
Mr. Clark, I have a question. Madam Chair?
Yes.
We're elected to represent thousands of people in our signal areas.
Who is it speaking right now? Is it Dennis?
No, that's...
Sir, I'd like to finish my comment, Mr.
Discussion.
Clark, before you interrupt.
The motion is unavailable. It requires a two-thirds vote.
That's what I raised earlier.
The motion requires a two-thirds vote.
All right, sir.
Exactly.
Hey, listen, hold on, everybody, hold on, please.
Everyone be quiet right now, or I'll mute everybody. Now,
if you have to mute everyone else, do it. The question is, requires a two-thirds
vote
to extend
the vote.
It's not a debatable motion. So proceed to the vote.
So the vote.
That's
is
right. Don't pause. It's not debatable.
I'm doing that. The vote is whether to extend time for Q&A. So I will take the roll.
I don't understand. That's the vote. Point of information. That is not what I understood. I understood that the extension of time was to complete the process of nominating.
The first request to extend time was for Q&A.
Madam Chair, Q&A is not on the agenda.
Yeah. Okay, yeah. So then, stop.
I can't hear this. Let me tell you where you are. The rest of you hush.
No.
This is where you are. You are on the agenda where you are proceeding with nominations for the various officers. You need to complete that. You need to complete that, Madam,
Point of order. I want to say something here.
Yes, Egberto, point of order.
I speak very little.
Here's the point.
Hold on, Dennis Clark, please. I speak very few times. Let's have respect for each other. We have one chair. Let everything go through our chair, including you, Mr. Dennis Clark. Everything goes through our chair. When the chair needs a request for a parliamentarian
Forget that. We don't want to listen to that. We're not going to listen to that.
Mute him as you need to.
This is totally disrespectful to the body.
Yes, it is. It is disrespectful.
This is totally disrespectful to the body.
Disrespectful.
I agree with Ron.
All right, listen. Right at the moment, we are in a chaos. Okay, I'm going to ask everybody, including the parliamentarian, to be quiet for right now. I'm going to ask for: is there a motion to extend time in order to accomplish the remaining elections, which are for vice chair, or the remaining nominations, which are for vice chair and for secretary?
I move.
I second that.
Is there any objection? Hearing none, we'll go forward with that. So, are there nominations for vice chair? Myla, I see your hand up. Unmute.
Yes, I would like to nominate Minerva Sanders, and I'd like just a few seconds to say why.
Please say it promptly.
Okay. I served on the elections committee in 2022 and 2023 with Minerva Sanders, and I found her to be an extremely serious, hardworking, collaborative person, very pragmatic, willing to take on the work that was required in order to have a successful election. I have a lot of confidence in her, and I think we would be well served if we were to elect her as our vice chair.
Are there other nominations for vice chair?
Yes.
Timekeeper needs, timekeeper has a question. Are we just extending time until it happens, or do we have an amount of time in which to make it happen?
Good question. How about an additional 10 minutes to
accomplish? That was exactly my thought. Thank you. Thank you.
So is there any objection to an additional 10 minutes? Hearing none. Vanessa, your nomination for vice chair?
Sean Rhodes.
Sean Rhodes. Okay. Sean, do you accept?
I accept the nomination.
Excuse me, Sean? What did you say? Sean, I'm sorry, we're talking over each other. Sean, did you accept the nomination?
I repeat, Sean Rhodes accepts the nomination.
Thank you. I couldn't hear you before. Okay, so at the moment there are two nominations. Are there other nominations for vice chair?
Irene's
hearing
hand
none.
Is
the nomination.
Irene's
Brent,
hand is
what
up.
What did you say? What?
You didn't ask Minerva if she accepted. You didn't ask Minerva if she accepted.
Thank you. I apologize. Thank you for bringing that up, Irene. Minerva, do you accept the nomination?
I do accept, and thank you, Irene.
Great. She had her campaign manager speak out first. Are there other nominations for vice chair? Hearing none, nominations are closed. May we have offered 90 seconds to each of our candidates to address your qualifications to serve. May we start with Sean?
I am a person of clarity. I speak when it's necessary to speak, and I'm willing to support the chair in whatever tasks that need to be done, and I have some understanding of Robert's Rules of Order, which will be a vital asset for these PNB meetings.
Thank you very much. Thank you very much, Sean. And you were well within the time. Minerva.
Yes. Good evening, everyone. And I will, I do accept the nomination as vice chair. I feel that coming to the PNB and having worked as part of the election committee, the governance committee, and also an ad hoc governance committee to look at the bylaws, has made me understand that there's a lot of work that needs to be done on the national level, and I want to bring the energy that I have, as well as my representation of WPFW, to this body and do my best to help Pacifica move ahead as we know it can and see it grow and not dwindle. And also, I am, as I said before, someone who believes in we all have a part of this affair and everyone's voice should be heard, but we do need to understand we need to work together to make things happen. And I would appreciate your vote. Thank you.
Thank you very much, Minerva. Vanessa, you have your hand up.
Legacy.
Is that a legacy hand?
Yes.
Okay. So the nominations for vice chair are closed. And now let's move forward to the nominations for PNB secretary. Are there nominations for PNB secretary?
May I be recognized, Madam Chair?
Yes, Teresa.
I nominate Julie Hewitt.
All right. Are there other nominations for secretary? Let me ask. Julie Hewitt, are you still on and would you accept?
I'm here. I accept even if that makes me crazy.
She's deep in the chocolate.
Okay. Are there any other nominations for secretary?
Yes.
Vanessa.
I nominate Beth.
So Beth von Gunten, and we asked the question before. You have checked with her and she said she would accept the nomination?
Yes.
Okay. So then, are there any other nominations for secretary? Hearing none, nominations are closed. Beth isn't here to make a statement, although maybe Vanessa would like to speak to her candidacy.
I think, if may I speak, Chair?
Please.
I think that's part of kind of the inappropriateness of what's happening here, that we're rushing this process. So you have someone who's been nominated, who has agreed, but not expecting that all of this would occur tonight, that it really should be delayed, this process, for a week, to give all kind of candidates the opportunity to speak. I think Beth can speak extremely well for herself. I could certainly say some words, but I think it would be more appropriate for Beth to have that opportunity.
May I speak? Madam Chair, may I speak?
Susan, where'd you go?
She disappeared.
Madam Chairman?
I think Madam Chair has disappeared. Who's the Vice Chair? Minerva?
Is there any?
Poof. I am the Vice Chair, and so I'm not sure what happened. To our chair.
You're,
and, are you, okay, can you guys, can everyone hear me okay?
Electrical grid. She gets kicked off.
Without objection, the vice chairman will continue, until the chairman is, go ahead, vice chairman.
Point of information.
All right, thank you.
Vice chair, point of information, may I be recognized?
Go ahead and be recognized, Myla.
Thank you. Madam Vice Chair, I am wondering whether, given the fact that we have already passed the resolution, the authorizing resolution for the officer elections, whether, the statement made by the other member about delaying this election until next week is out of order.
I'm sorry.
Madam Vice Chair.
Yes, Mr. Clark.
You will.
A message from Susan.
It's your responsibility to rule on. It is your responsibility to rule on that point as you understand the situation as it's presently presented. And I think the person who is responsible for timekeeper may want to chime in on that.
Actually, I know that I've just got a message that Susan's phone is down or electrical is down. I think we should move to Minerva. And I don't think that we should delay this at all. It was on it. We've got half the people have spoken. The only person that needs to speak right now is Kaja.
Oh, all right. And thank you. And Mr. Clark, thank you for
Minerva.
I'm sorry. I just unmuted. I have this thing about messing with around the mouse, so that's what happened. But thank you, Mr. Clark, and the information that was brought forward by Vanessa at this time is not in line with the motion that we just approved. So we would go then to Kaja, I'm sorry, to see what I do show that he was about to speak. So we'll let him go ahead and speak.
I was just going to agree with Vanessa because it is 11:30 on the East Coast and 8:30 on the West Coast, and we need to be mindful of time. That's all.
All right. Thank you.
Being rushed right now. It's a lot for me for this to be my first meeting. So that's all I'm saying.
Okay. And Kava, I have to agree with you. This is my first meeting as well. But, I do think that if we have a motion and everyone agreed to the motion and no one, when we went through our conversation about the motion, it was asked, was there any discussion? Was it brought up that this is, too soon, but our bylaws do say that we elect these individuals in January. And, so I'm going to go with we accept the information we've received. Yes, sir.
Madam Chairman.
Yes.
Can you?
Yes, Mr. Clark.
Can you restate exactly what it is? Okay. Can you restate exactly what it is that the members are about to agree or disagree on before you continue? What exactly, for purposes of the minutes that we are about to
vote on? For purposes of the minutes, what I'm speaking on is the fact that we had a motion that identified how we would move forward in electing officers. And it was brought up that this election should be extended for a week. There was a time for discussion or to bring up any concerns or questions that did not take place. So we will move forward and continue the election process as was presented in the motion.
Thank you.
That's fine. That's exactly fine.
Okay. I'm
timekeeper here. We're going to have to get an extension of 5 more minutes, I think, to bring this to a wrap.
Point of information? We've got,
point of information. Madam Chairman.
Yes, I'm looking.
Madam Chairman, you might ask, is there any objection to what the member has just suggested?
Okay. Thank you, Mr. Clark. Is there any objection to
a point of information
to what the member has just stated?
I object. If I'm objecting to holding over the election until the next meeting, I am objecting to that. Is that what we're being asked to, whether we object to or not?
Okay. And in my mind,
I think the objection, may I please
minutes.
Speak? May I please speak, okay?
It's up to the, my apologies for power failure.
Stop.
And I understand Minerva's doing a great job. Why don't you continue with this element?
Okay. Thank you, Sue.
You muted again, Minerva.
You muted.
We were all speaking at the same time.
At this point, Minerva has the chair.
Exactly.
Okay. And I think, Myla, your question was, what was I speaking to? And I was speaking to the fact that Vanessa had raised a question about extending for a week this election process to allow other individuals to come on, which would be a special meeting. And it was stated that in the motion, we move forward tonight. There can be write-in candidates. And there was not any discussion at that time about changing the date or the time frame for this election.
Chair, may it be recognized? When you finish, may it be recognized, please? My hand is also up as well.
I see the hands up. So at this time, go ahead, Vanessa, please.
Point of information.
I'm sorry, point of information. Please go ahead.
We have exceeded our time.
Okay.
Madam Chairman, I believe the issue is whether or not to extend the time. Is that not correct?
That's correct.
That is the correction as to extending the time so we can go
that's
ahead.
That's the issue. Before you can move,
okay.
Before you can move forward, you must extend the time, and you may well do that by asking, is there any objection to extending the time?
Okay. Is there any objection at this moment to extending the time so we can finish the election?
I object.
I object as well.
Information.
All
there
right.
There has been an objection, Madam Chairman. There has been an objection. It would require a two-thirds vote at this point to amend the agenda to extend the election. And the way it seems to me at this point, you're not going to get that vote, but you can take it.
Okay, so at this time,
Jan Goodman, point of information.
Go ahead, Jan.
But I asked for a point of information, and my friend has been asked.
Is it not true? My point of information is this. Is it not true that we have nominated the
parties,
secretary and the vice chair and the chair, and is that not true? So we've already nominated all those people, right?
Yes. Right. Everyone has been nominated.
Okay. Madam.
So is it not true that
Madam Chairman?
Okay.
Madam Chairman.
Go ahead,
Madam
Mr. Clark.
Chairman.
Go ahead.
Here's the
go
deal.
Ahead, Mr. Clark.
You have adopted an agenda earlier in the meeting in which you would adjourn at 11. Now I'm in Texas. At which you would adjourn at 11 o'clock p.m. Eastern Standard. Is that not correct?
That is correct, sir. 11:15 Eastern Standard time. So we're over.
If that is correct, then at this point, the only way that you can proceed with this meeting legally is for someone to move to extend the time of the meeting for another time. Has that motion been made? I'm sorry, I don't.
I move to extend the time to
has someone moved
so that we can close.
Okay.
I just did.
Okay. Okay, we just,
okay.
Someone
okay.
Did move
so
for the time
is,
to be extended.
Not,
Susan, we have to mute. Yes. Have
okay,
to mute.
Please, everyone
that
mute.
Not, that,
please.
Madam.
Yes, thank you, Susan.
Everyone mute, other than Mr. Clark. Everyone, please mute. Thank you. I'm sorry, Mr. Clark. What were you saying, sir?
This is not a debatable motion. There's no debate to it. Whether to extend or limit the time of debate. Go and look it up in Roberts. So at this point, by a two-thirds vote, it will take a two-thirds vote of those voting in order to be able to extend the time of this meeting, Madam Chairman. So at this point, you should take the vote on whether to extend the time of this meeting without any other questions, without any other points of order, because they would be invalid at this point. There is no other no other rule that you can come up with. There's no reason to acknowledge any other member except for the point of taking the vote at this point, Madam Chairman. That's
all
my
right.
Opinion.
Thank you, Mr. Clark.
As a 50-year registered parliamentarian.
Thank you, sir.
Take the vote.
Okay, so at this time, we'll go ahead and take the vote.
Okay.
And,
this is Kim. I'll take the vote. Irene, how do you vote? I'll come back to you. Teresa, how do you vote?
Yes, extend time.
Kaja Brown, how do you vote?
Yes, extend time.
Donna Carter, how do you vote?
Yes, extend time.
Paul DeRiento.
Abstain. It's late here.
Jim Dingman.
Yes, extend time.
Vanessa Ding,
Dixon Briggs.
Vanessa Dixon Briggs.
It's a mouthful. No, do not extend time.
Okay. Fred Dodsworth.
No.
Jim Goodman.
Obviously.
Jan?
No. Don't extend time.
Heather Gray.
Yes, extend time.
Avelia, not here. Zach Caldevere?
No.
Marianne Martinez?
No, ma'am.
Darlene?
No.
Ron Pinchback?
No.
Myla Reason?
Reason votes no.
Sean Rhodes?
Yes.
Serene? I can't hear you, Serene. Minerva Sanders? Well, I'll come back to you, Minerva, since you're chairing.
Thank you.
Harvey?
No.
Egberto?
Yes.
Susan Young?
Abstain.
Okay. I did not hear Irene?
Yes.
Okay. Who else did I not hear from? Serene, I did not hear from you.
Madam Temporary Chair, no matter the outcome at this point, there will not be a two-thirds vote in order to extend the time.
That's fine. I still want
to
finish the vote.
You're left
please.
With a couple.
Can I finish the vote, Dennis?
Yes.
It won't matter. But
sure. Thank you. Serene, I didn't hear your vote. Okay. So I have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. 8 yes? 9 no? 2 abstentions. Minerva, would you like to vote?
It's not appropriate for the chair to vote.
Kim?
Why not?
Kim?
I'm going to abstain.
Kim, I'd like to change my vote to no. Thank you.
Okay, so that's 7 to 10.
Madam Vice Chair, temporary Vice Chair.
Mr.
You're left with you're not being able to get the two-thirds vote necessary to extend the meeting, and therefore you're left with only a couple of options. And that is to be able to vote to hold an extended meeting of this meeting. And you can do that without objection by saying, if there's no objection, we will hold an adjourned meeting of this meeting. And then I have to leave it at that point as a blank. So in other words, if you want to extend this meeting to another time, someone would need to move to extend this meeting time to blank. And you can even leave it as a blank to be determined by the chair. So if I were y'all, this is the motion I would put forward. I move that this meeting be adjourned to a meet at a blank time to be determined by the chair, temporary chair. Is that clear?
Madam, Vice Chair.
Yes, it is.
This is Kim. You have a meeting already noticed on the calendar for February 1st. So that is you could adjourn to February 1st.
That is correct.
Oh. Okay.
In other words, if you did that, you would extend this meeting to February 1st, but on February 1st, you would actually have two meetings, the extended meeting of this meeting in addition to the regularly called meeting of the body. And that's perfectly fine.
May I ask a question?
And if there's no objection.
I have a point of information, Jan Goodman. Jan Goodman,
okay,
I have a point of information.
Point of information, Madam Chair.
Okay.
Jan,
what is your point of information, please?
My point of information is, isn't it true that we now have all of the information to satisfy the motion that we made at the beginning of this meeting, or beginning of the election portion of this meeting, and so we can proceed to send that information to the tellers and proceed with this election tonight without extending the meeting?
Yes.
And you're correct. Yes, that is true.
So my point of information, Madam Chair, relates to just that. What would we be extending the meeting for?
Okay. Thank you, Ron. And it would be extending the meeting. There's really no reason to extend the meeting. We voted on the other issue because it was brought up that we should extend the election period for a week, and someone appealed, and so that's why we had to go through trying to get the 2/3. But right now, we do have all of the candidates, and the election process and voting process is in place. So, and it's following what was in our agenda. And there were no discussions or anything. So at this time, I would not entertain a motion for a new date to cover this process because we've completed it. And there are items on the agenda that we were not able to finish. But at this time, since we have reached and we've gone over our time, if I can get a motion to adjourn, that's what we will be doing.
So moved.
So moved. Okay. So at this time, Mr. Clark, go right ahead,
Madam
sir.
I would say this, that is an extraordinary proposition of where we are in this situation, and I commend you for being able to put it forward so succinctly as you just did. That is exactly where you are according to the rules. Bless you for doing that.
Point of personal privilege.
And I would suggest to the members.
This is Harvey. Point of personal privilege. I'm all for adjourning. I think we should call the meeting off and end it right here, but we've had Stephanie with us all this time. And I really, even if it's informal and it's not part of a regular meeting, I would love to hear a report from Stephanie if she's game.
Chair, point of order, please.
That is not on the agenda, Harvey.
I know. Okay. Here we are, and I'd love to hear from
Stephanie.
Can't
be considered.
Oh, Harvey. No.
Point of order, please. Yes, Vanessa, your point of order.
Okay, my point of order relates to Sean Rhodes. He's now a candidate for two offices, one that he's accepted, one that he has not. So he should only be listed as a candidate for the office he has accepted.
It's over, dude.
We've ended the meeting and everything's in place. And
well, his name should not be listed twice as a candidate.
She said it was a joke.
That's not correct.
Point of information.
That is not correct. That is not. All right. None of that is correct.
Okay.
Right.
May I be
none
recognized?
That is correct. The better thing for the meeting at this point is to adjourn the meeting, in my view.
That's the only thing on the floor, and can I get a second for the motion to adjourn?
Seconded.
So at this time, Mr. we will Clark. Go ahead and adjourn. And I'm sorry. I know that there are other things people want to discuss. All right. Everyone have a good evening, and you'll be getting your ballots. Write in your people.
Point of information.
Everyone, take care.
If you just say we'll adjourn without objection, if there are no objections to
it. It's already done.
Okay.
Yeah. And thank you.
Thank you all. Nice meeting you all.
All right. Everyone, have a good evening.